This is the biggest sausage fest on earth.
It's the International House of Sausage.
Kieran. Comparing Buffalo to Ottawa is like comparing shit.
Rocket.
Oh, Rocket's the best.
That's right.
Give it.
Say my name, bitch.
And a host of others.
I'm not like ignoring the issues at hand. It's just, you know, I'm a fat idiot that needs to sleep.
I know how to handle horse.
I don't want to watch my friend make out with someone, but at the same time, there's nothing else to do.
This is the LunaticRadio.com show.
Just hold each other's hands, suck each other's dicks. We're going to get through this together.
I'm just a caveman. Your world frightens and confuses me.
Just fucking do the show.
What up, everybody? Hello, 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 hello.
Whisper.
I can't whisper right now. It's the LunaticRadio.com show. Hey, this isn't comics.
It's the farthest thing from comics.
I thought we were broadcasting from comics today.
Matter of fact, there is no comedy here whatsoever.
There's going to be no comedy on today's radio program, everybody.
Hell no.
It is a balmy. It's not balmy. Somebody from Jersey told me to stop saying balmy.
Shut up. It's, go fuck themselves.
It's crappy outside.
Balmy is a good weather word.
We're in the midst of a, I don't think it's a nor'easter, is it? They're calling it a nor'easter,
raining.
But it's really not a nor'easter because
it's raining.
There's no low. I said low. I'm trying to do a radio show with a dick in my mouth.
It happens.
There's no low off the coast of in the Atlantic there, so it's not coming back. Like, the weather's not coming back. That's a nor'easter, when the weather comes around.
It whips around the back end because of the low pressure is counterclockwise.
Low pressure. Yeah, we don't have any of that stuff.
Well, actually, we should say we are because the comics was postponed because of the weather. So we're having a gigantic storm. Well, it's a typhoon.
It's a big storm. And
it's a big storm.
Things are happening and whatever. It is Kira Rock and Studio.
Hi!
It is a December 16th schmooze.
Does anyone really care?
It's 3 hours of schmooze.
This is going to be 3 hours of nothing. Yeah. It's nothing.
It sucks. The Cringe Humor Show, the Cringe Humor Awards were postponed because of bad weather and stuff like that. So I guess it's going to happen in January? Where are we at with that? We don't know.
Yeah, to be announced in January.
To be announced. So that'll be fun. And well, it'll eventually happen, and we'll have a good time with it. You know what I mean?
I hope so. I was really looking forward to it, though.
I was, too.
To do a live event, man. You know, obviously, we do a show live every week, but live remote, those are the best. Ever since the expo, it's like our heroine, man.
It is.
We were due.
It's something I love doing, and I'd love to get another shout out, and comics would have been fun. It's a great place, and it would have been fun. So, I'm really mad, Rock. I'm fucking distracted.
No, I am, too. Chris had to talk me off the ledge the other day when I found out it was postponed, because I was really bummed out. I was really looking forward to it. I was looking at making a splash there and just having some fun and getting to do a whole bunch of stuff, and instead, we're here.
Right. I'm not mad about that. I know it's going to happen for us. We'll go to comics and we'll do the show whenever it happens. But I'm fucking pissed.
Oh, you're mad about something else.
I'm mad about something else. I'm so pissed off right now.
Boy, Kieran, I wonder what it could be. Let's go to the old sports
that
news.
That laugh right there was a pissed off, just infuriated, annoyed.
You deserve it.
I'm annoyed with, I don't know if it's all these years of picking on Rocket and
exactly.
Hockey.
Exactly, thank you.
It's just coming back to bite me in the ass.
You deserve it. You most certainly do deserve this.
But it's not like I root for many teams.
Doesn't matter.
I root for two teams. One in baseball and one in college football.
Right.
I could care less about everything
and
else.
And both teams are having the worst week ever, if I can steal that from VH1.
Yeah, the Yankees, pretty much the entire roster of the Yankees was named in the Mitchell Report.
It's like, some of the players include, you know, Mark McGwire, Sammy Sosa, the New York Yankees.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what it was. You got to the joke before I did.
Sorry.
Fucking West Virginia.
Yeah. Slaytron. It's over, Johnny.
It sucks.
Slaytron.
It's over.
It's over, Johnny.
Now, if you've been listening to the radio show, the West Virginia Mountaineers had a shot to go to the national title game, right? I am a huge West Virginia Mountaineer
fan.
Huge! Football fan. I went to school there for 2.5 years. I had a great time there. I love the Mountaineers. They had a shot to go to the national title game a couple weeks ago. They blew it. They had to beat his 4-7 football team.
That's all!
And they were going to the national title game. They blew it.
They stink.
So I was horribly upset, just depressed. People would call me going, oh, man, your team sucks. They lost. I wouldn't even talk to my mother. I didn't want to talk to anybody. And I was upset for about a week. Really, like, deeply upset. But my brother Fat Kev came through. Turns out that the West Virginia Mountaineers were going to the Fiesta Bowl, which takes place in Arizona. It turns out I'm going out there for Christmas, so I was going to be out there, and my brother was like, did a really great thing. He was able to get some Fiesta Bowl tickets, field-level tickets for the Fiesta Bowl.
That's high-class VIP.
And the West Virginia Mountaineers are playing Oklahoma in the Fiesta Bowl this year. So field-level tickets, beautiful tickets for the Fiesta Bowl. Great. Everything was great and all for about 2.5 weeks until about an hour ago.
Kaboom. Boom goes the dynamite.
Boom goes the dynamite, as that kid said in that college TV broadcast. Boom goes the dynamite. Well, guess who stole our football coach?
Yoink.
Guess who stole our football coach, you sons of bitches in Michigan. Go fuck yourself, Michigan. The entire state should be nuked.
So I'm guessing they're going to Arkansas. He's going to Arkansas, right?
I hate Michigan with a passion. I hate them today. I should have hated them last year, too, because they stole our basketball coach, too. The basketball coach, Coach Beeline. I know. He could change his name. But the Coach Beeline for the West Virginia Mountaineers, who was taking a West Virginia basketball team, which is should be a horrible, it's a horrible program. Right. West Virginia doesn't have good basketball. But he has taken the team to the Elite Eight, this guy, like two times, the Sweet 16 once.
Sure.
Coach Beeline, guess who takes him 2 years ago? Fucking Michigan. They take him. They rip him out of his contract in West Virginia, and they take him to Michigan, and now fuck you. So I was mad about that about 2 years ago. I'm not a big basketball fan, so it didn't really hurt me. But today, about an hour ago, Coach Rich Rodriguez for the West Virginia Mountaineers. And if you've been listening to the radio program the last couple weeks, he's been calling in on a Drunk Ohio Line, and he never mentioned anything about this.
Right. Well, of course, he couldn't.
He was dropping the N-word like it was going out of style.
That's what happens.
He didn't mention, like, hey, I'm going to go talk to those N-words up in Michigan about the job. No,
certainly not.
He didn't say that.
No, certainly not.
We're doing a little racial humor, people. Don't get offended.
Yeah, relax. Breathe.
We're not. Breathe in, breathe out.
Suck each other dicks.
Breathe
Come
in,
on.
Breathe in, breathe out. Fucking Coach Rich Rodriguez from West Virginia Mountaineers.
Boy.
Stolen.
Stolen. Stolen.
Michigan came down with a fucking brick and duct tape and a caravan. Clubbed the guy over the head, said, we're going to give you this amount of money. Get in the fucking truck. You're coming to Michigan. And that's where he's going. Coach Rich Rodriguez is leaving West Virginia and going to fucking coach the Wolverines.
And all West Virginia. But guys, come on. Can he stay? Please? Please? No. Can he? Please?
The administrators at West Virginia are going, wait a second. I thought we had a contract till 2013.
And Michigan's like, yeah, here's some money. Go fuck yourself and shut up.
Wait, hold on a minute, Rich. Didn't we just renew your contract last year?
I need the money.
I guess that doesn't matter anymore. Contracts mean nothing.
Yeah, if you have the dollar, it doesn't matter.
Contracts mean nothing. Not in sports.
No, it's all about the buyout, man.
It doesn't matter.
And you do it before your fucking bowl game. You can't even wait like 2 weeks to after the bowl game. Like, it couldn't
wait.
Well,
I thought he'd lose it. Rich, I'm not totally hammering Michigan on this deal. Coach Rich Rodriguez really fucked West Virginia.
What do you mean he might? What? Wait. If he said, okay, I'll do it, but let me finish out my season.
Michigan came to him and said, hey, we want to talk to you about our fucking open position.
Right.
He could have said, nah, I got a good one here.
No, he could have said, okay, let's talk. And now they're at the negotiation table and be like, okay, let's make this official after the bowl game.
He could have
did like Coach Chiano did at fucking Rutgers. Rutgers is great.
Rutgers!
At least that guy has loyalty to the guy that coaches that football team.
Chopping wood, chopping wood.
And who's the other guy from LSU?
Joey,
fuck yourself. What the hell his name was? Les Miles?
No one knows.
He said no thank you.
Yeah.
But not Coach Rodriguez, nah. Michigan comes down to meet with them. Hey, we're going to give you $5. Come coach our team. Okay.
Done. I like that idea.
I'm there.
He must have really not liked West Virginia. $5.
And it sucks, too, because this guy, Coach Rich Rodriguez, grew up in West Virginia. He was a walk-on player for the football team. He's got roots there. And all the people in West Virginia, I guess, thought that meant something. It doesn't. I
guess those roots aren't that deep.
No, money talks, bullshit walks. Fuck loyalty. Actually, money talks, loyalty walks.
Unbelievable.
There's no loyalty, man. God damn it. And I'm so disappointed because the program was on the up and up. All the top prospects were coming to West Virginia because of Coach Rodriguez and the success he's had in the last couple of years here. We were getting some like gangbanger with Speed, who was a quarterback.
Gangbanger? Wait a minute.
We were good at recruiting gangbangers, and now that's not going to happen. They're all going to go to Michigan now. Somehow they're going to get into Michigan. I don't know how they're going to get into Michigan. Getting into West Virginia is not too hard because I did it. But fucking A, man.
So it's over.
Well,
come on,
over.
Man. It's a new beginning. Wait. They can't find a good replacement?
No, not that fucking, not to run that offense.
No?
He was a master running an offense that I don't know what kind of offense it was. It wasn't even a football offense. It was crazy. No one knew what to do with it.
It was all wacky.
Yeah. Now all the recruits are going to leave. I'm sure that prospect that we got, the freshman, who's like a five-star prospect, he's going to go. He's going to go back to Florida and shoot guns. He's not going to play football anymore.
You know what this means? Going to have to go out and buy a Rutgers hat. Go Rutgers.
I might have to start rooting for Rutgers.
Go Rutgers. It's funny.
God, why do I have to have loyalty to a... I wish I didn't like West Virginia now.
Yeah.
That's how upset I am.
This game's gonna suck now.
I wish I didn't go there.
Yeah.
I know, it's gonna suck.
It's gonna suck into being at the fucking Fiesta Bowl.
I don't even know if he's coaching. Is he gonna coach?
You're watching the end. You're literally watching the end of the team.
Because according to the Associated Press, there is a...
the AP. They're always right.
Yeah. Tomorrow, on Monday of this week, Michigan's going to announce and have a press conference announcing Coach Rich Rodriguez as their new football coach.
He's got to... How could you do that before the bowl game? I mean, how do you do that?
You know what happened? You know what happened? Michigan was losing out. They didn't get Les Miles. They didn't get the guy from Rutgers. And
so we'll just take a coach.
I bet you they thought that Rich Rodriguez wasn't even going to like entertain them.
Really?
Rich Rodriguez last year was going to go to Alabama.
Uh-huh.
And he was the first choice at Alabama.
Right.
And when they didn't get him, they took some guy from the NFL. They took Saban from the NFL. Mm. So he's like a big time, like Coach Rodriguez, he's a big time
sure,
coach.
Sure, he holds a big, I understand that. I just do he's not hot. Understand how the hell you can do this.
He's like Kanye West.
What are we talking, like 2 weeks before the bowl game? What are we down to, like a week and a half? I don't even know. Still, under 2 weeks till the bowl game?
Under 2 weeks. I don't even know if he's going to be coaching the bowl game.
Fucking, you walk out the next day. You going to do that to these kids, man?
I want to say this right now, and I will, holy cow, Jessica Simpson's at the Dallas game. I want to say this right
banging
now.
Romo. She's banging Romo.
I am putting a call out to West Virginia University. My name is Kieran McCann. I went to your university for 2.5 years. I will, if at all possible, coach the football team in the Fiesta Bowl.
Oh, you
give
should
it to
it.
Me because clearly it doesn't matter.
Let's run the go fuck yourself counter.
It doesn't matter. Just let me fuck. I'll run the 43 counter every play. Every play, it'll be Pat White steps left, Slayton cuts right. All day.
But you gotta rename it, like have the brick and duct tape counter. You know?
Yeah. Let's run the brick and duct tape shoot. On two.
On two. Go fuck yourself. Get out there.
So it's all over, man. It's all over for the West Virginia Mountaineers. It's all over for me rooting for sports. now that the Yankees, half of them are on steroids.
I think it's time to join the Islanders. Come on.
I can't do hockey. You know, the only...
We got to go to a game.
The only way I'll root for hockey, and this is absolutely true.
Okay.
If I get a girl...
Who's into hockey?
Then I'll start liking
such
hockey.
Such an asshole.
I'll do anything for the Boontang. I went to church for Boontang. And that is not a lie.
Yeah, right. That's funny.
My girlfriend way back in the day.
Wow.
I went to church. I went to church every Sunday.
Just so you can get some ass.
No, not so I can get some ass. It was like the thing you got to do. It's like, if you want to date my daughter, you got to come to church. And I was like, all right.
Oh, if that's the case, that's a lot. I don't know. I don't know if I'd go to do that. I'm like, come on. I got to change my life. I don't like the idea of changing.
It's not changing your life. It's like doing something on a Sunday for an hour. It's not like a life-changing experience.
That's true.
It's not like I'm going to shoot heroin for an hour every Sunday.
There's a fun girlfriend. Good nights out. Mm-hmm. I think we got to go. But to go back to the... You got to come to a hockey game. We got to go to one this season.
I don't know, Rock. I'm fucking just bewildered.
I think you need
sports.
To get... Yeah, I need to experience another sport. Because you're just so into baseball and football.
I need another team or something.
That's what I'm saying. Just come out. We'll hang out. You'll be like, yo, this is pretty cool.
I mean, I would try to root for Rutgers, but it's just like, it's Rutgers and it's in Jersey and there's really no hope there. Mm. God damn it. I'm so mad. Who are we going to get as a coach? I don't want anybody else as a coach.
Joey coach.
I feel betrayed. I feel betrayed, Coach
Rodriguez.
How do you think
these players feel on that field, man?
Oh, they're horrible. And it says in the article from the Associated Press, he met with the team this morning. West Virginia.
What kind of conversation? Hey, guys.
For 10 minutes and said, hey, I'm going to Michigan.
Hey, guys, a little heads up.
Ten
I'm out of here. Well, yeah.
10 minutes he met with his football team who have, kicked their asses, busted their tail for this guy for years. Met with him today for 10 minutes and said, hey, guys, I'm going to Michigan. I'll see you later.
Right.
And the team just, they're probably all boozing up.
Yeah, right.
Right now, that's what I'd be doing. I'd be like, yeah, fuck the Fiesta Bowl. Let's go get hammered and bang chicks. If I'm Pat White or Steve Slayton right now, I'm banging chicks. I ain't banging white broads like it's going out of style. I'm heading down the high street. I'm going down to fucking one of them bars in downtown Morgantown and just banging white chicks and screw practice.
Yeah, what's the point? Oh, man, they must feel like... Besides, they're going to feel so horrible right now. How do you... they're going to lose now. You know that.
There's no chance of them beating Oklahoma now.
They're going to be like, why bother? Why bother? That's awful.
It's horrible. Just depressed
I actually
now.
Feel bad, man. That sucks, man.
Dude, it's like, how ridiculous... How many...
I hope you don't respect this guy anymore. I hope you don't think he's...
If he comes back, I'll love him.
Oh, you're an asshole.
No, such an asshole.
How do you do
that?
I'll be mad.
It's like that girlfriend who's like kind of flirting with other dudes. You know what I mean?
No.
It's like that girlfriend you had who's flirting with other dudes, maybe kissed them.
No, you know what it's like? It's like me coming here one Sunday and be like, listen, I'm going to do the show with Chris. I just came to pick up some things. It was nice working with you, but I got to go. Take care. Oh, yeah, by the way, I got to take all my stuff, so I don't know
but
how
you what if you came back? See, I'd accept you back, but I'd be kind of pissed.
Exactly! So it'll never be the same. There's no way it would ever be the same.
You know what has to happen today? Because this isn't over. The press conference isn't until tomorrow. I know this is like false hope. But the alumni at West Virginia, got to come out and just produce $12 million within the next couple hours. Just produce $12 million, and we'll have Rich.
You being coach has a better chance.
It's either that. It's either Rich Rodriguez is going to fucking Michigan or I'm coaching a fucking football team.
Yeah, coaching the football team.
My dad used to be a football coach. Why can't he coach? I was a bad football coach.
Was he your coach?
No. Me play football? I'm about as big as a football. I am the football.
They used you for practice. Save the game balls.
I'm not even big enough to be the towel rack. What's that mean?
It means you're short.
Is the towel rack short?
No, they're tall.
Right.
So you're not even good enough to do that. So that means you're short.
I stink.
You do.
Anyway, it's I'm so upset. And I just wasted the whole first segment talking about that.
It's all right. We had nothing to do today. We had nothing to do today anyway. So
yeah, the Cringe Human Awards were postponed, right?
Postponed. That's the word you're using. Yeah.
been postponed by the higher ups, and now Rock and I are just sitting here sucking our own dicks.
Nice.
Back in the home studio.
Yeah.
And, well, we got a lot of stuff to talk about today.
We do?
Yeah.
How?
I might have to delve back into my personal life that I've put to bed for a while.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
If you've been a long-time listener of this radio program, you know that I got it really deep into my,
this should be a
my
hoot.
Psyche earlier in the year.
This should
and
be
I
a
put
hoot.
That one to bed for a while. I got to get back into that today. Thanks to my mommy.
Oh, that should be fun. This
apparently,
be
my
fun.
Mom's sending out mass emails and deciding my future with women.
Stop. That was a mass email?
Hell yeah, what's...
Oh, this is cringe, kids. This is going to be cringe.
Apparently, I'm already... it's like one of those arranged hookups.
Let me ask you this. The other party involved, has she contacted you?
No, I haven't talked to her in a month.
So it's like one of those, like,
and the last time I
Russian
talked,
bride weddings.
And the, last time, and the last time we spoke on the phone, we were under, you know, we agreed that, you know, she lives that way, I live this way, I'm this age, she's that age, we're going that way in my life, she's going this way in her life.
Right.
Let's just hang out and be have fun.
Your mom's the best. She's so
but not
fun.
My mom.
She sends out a mass email.
My mom sees that I'm, like, having fun with a girl, you're marrying her. I also got big news. Before I get into
ooh,
that.
Ooh, big news.
Yeah. Happy news. Happy news.
Our new microphone recorder? Is that the big news?
No, not that.
Oh, that's pretty big. We got a little microphone recorder.
Yeah.
That's great.
We did.
We should bring that to the Islander game. We could talk while we're at the game. We're going to have fun with this thing. We got a little microphone recorder, the Zoom H2.
Uh-huh.
We're using it for backup, but it's also a microphone, so you could record and shit and go right to WAV files. It's really cool.
Right.
So maybe if we ever do like remote interviews with people, we have that ability now. So mm-hmm. a little advancement for the show would be kind of cool.
Yeah, I see a great bit with that. Next time I have sex, I'll bring it with me.
Oh, nice. We could go to a strip club now. We could do the strip club bit. We could just take that.
Yeah.
Then we don't have to worry about, like, oh, how the hell we record the whole phone thing. You and I could... Oh, we should do that.
There's a lot of stuff we can do with that little gadget you
I'm
bought.
So glad we got that.
All right. Let's stop wasting the listeners' time. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll start the show right after this. Kieran Rock in studio.
Hi, this is Richard Patrick, and you're listening to the Lunatic Radio Show.
Lunatic Radio. I didn't say it was any good.
It's lunaticradio.com.
Lunatic Radio, you guys, you're my guys.
Yeah, dude, we love you. I swear to God.
I even called my manager and I said, wow, I just kind of announced that I was working on something.
What the fuck did I do?
It started with an F and it ended with an R and it might be filter. And then he was like, well, okay, there you go.
Dude, that's great, man. I swear to God.
Well, for us, for him, he's like, damn it.
It is something very, I do not feel inhibited when I'm on your radio show.
Yeah.
I'm not.
That's the great thing about internet radio. You know, we're the bosses. We don't have anybody to look up to, so we just let people talk. And
we can say cunt over and over again. Yeah, it's all good.
It's fabulous. It's free. It's freedom, Richard. Freedom. All right. The album's coming out in April. Anthems for the Damned. Richard Patrick. He's probably one of the most talented dudes out there. Please.
Yeah, definitely, man.
Support Richard. Log on to myspace.com/filter1. Richard loves the MySpace.
Does.
Best of luck, Richard. We'll catch up with you once once the album comes around. I'm sure we'll be calling on you again. Officialfilter.com is the filter website. It's Richard Patrick. He's a buddy. And wishing the best of luck, man. I can't wait till the new album comes out.
You guys are awesome. I love hanging out.
Hey, get some coffee.
We'll get some coffee.
You know what I'm saying out there? Coffee.
And who knows, Richard? Who knows, Richard? Maybe a Sopranos movie will be coming out eventually.
Oh.
Are they even talking about that?
No.
I don't know, but they will. You know the Sex and the City one's coming out.
So that means Sopranos got to be next.
hey, I mean, HBO can make money. What's the dealio?
Yeah,
exactly.
What's the dealio? That's what they're going to do, you know?
Let's hope. All right, Richard, take care, and thanks for coming on the radio show. We'll catch up with you
guys,
soon.
Guys, I love you guys. I'll see you. We'll be talking in the next couple of months. I'm positive of that.
Okay.
Awesome, man.
Happy holidays, man.
All right, big guys.
All right, later.
Happy holidays and all that.
Yeah.
Later.
It's Richard Patrick from Philadelphia. You still there, Rich?
He's hanging out.
We're gonna do one more. Ready?
All right, go ahead.
Lunatic Radio, baby pop.
There you go, buddy.
There you go.
You got it. You got it. You're the man.
All right,
man. All right, later. It's Richard Patrick.
Thing that would never leave.
You're never leaving. How are you going to leave? It's getting awkward.
He doesn't have to leave.
Go anywhere.
Richard, it's getting awkward, man.
No, you know what? I got to say one last thing, Richard. Listen to the vocal chops. Rich, you better tour New York, dude. I want to see you live.
Yeah, we're coming back to New York City.
Hey, bring your coffee.
Hey, I know what I'm like over there in New York.
We'll get a bagel with some coffee. Hey.
Get some bagels and coffee over there.
I'm over here. I'll come over there. We'll get some coffee.
What are you talking about over here?
So damn funny.
Oh, man.
Later.
Richard Patrick, everybody. On the lunaticradio.com show. Has he finally hung up?
He did.
Thank you.
He's a good guy.
Hello, Ted Stryker here.
He's the most dangerous and brilliant criminal mind I've ever known.
You've stopped masturbating just long enough to listen to lunaticradio.com.
Sure, I masturbate. Yeah, I jerk off. Damn straight. I yank it, rub it, pull it, and stroke it.
Nice to know you've met your goal for the day, huh?
Something's wrong with you.
Lunaticradio.com.
And now back to the lunaticradio.com show. We suck.
Yeah, everybody.
Shit just gets you in the mood, man.
Fucking Richard Patrick kicks ass.
Dude, let's make it clear right now. We're going to the fucking show when he fucking does the tour.
You're kidding? No, dude, I'm there already.
He's so fucking good.
As soon as he announces the fucking date, I'm there.
You get press passes, man. You get press passes. Oh, God, I want to jack off now.
Jesus. Oh, my God, Rock. I was just about to get into it. I was just about to say, you know what? I know the listeners probably think we're kissing his ass, and then Rock's like, I'm jerking off to his tickets. Oh, my God. How am I supposed to cover over that one?
You don't.
I was just going to say, I really... It's not because he's been on the radio program a couple times. You know, I really enjoy all of his music.
Absolutely, 100%.
I love the shit.
Yeah.
And it's fucking great.
Yeah.
And the writing is... The thing I like, it's like the same thing with Alice in Chains. Sorry, that was a quick cut out. The same thing with Alice in Chains. It's like you can listen to a song and really dig an Alice in Chains song, right? And then you can go and actually read the lyrics, and the lyrics are fucking great.
Phenomenal shit. Absolutely, man. Yeah.
It's like, you know, poetry. I like poetry. You know, I was like I was into the theater thing when I was fucking in college. That's what I studied. But
yeah, but Richard Patrick, I mean, we both of us completely... You know, fans of the band, the music, you know, all the albums, you know, so we completely had that connection with him. We got to get him on.
Because
I'm like a big Ministry fan. I would love to get Al Jorgensen on. But, you know, I know Kieran doesn't really listen to it. But with Richard Patrick and Filter, we both could fucking talk to him. And
plus, he's great on the radio. He's very personable.
He's like the Patrice O'Neill of music.
But like what I'm saying is like you listen to a Korn song, right? And you dig the song, you know, it's like Freak on a Leash, a good song, right, by Korn, and it gets you pumped up, but you go read the lyrics, it looks like it was written by a two-year-old, you know?
It's true.
It's like, I hate you, my life stinks.
Adidas, all day I dream about sex.
Yeah, I mean, it's not the greatest thing, but you read like an Alice in Chains lyrics, you read lyrics written by Richard Patrick, it's really good.
Yeah,
I mean, it makes sense.
One of my favorite songs... any band is Column Mind, which I thought, I mean, it's such a serious topic and just the way it's laid out. It's that, and the way he does it is such an in an interesting way, you know, because you're kind of coming from the minds of these kids.
Yeah.
Instead of just talking about the situation. Really? He's a good writer. And now it sounds like we're kissing. Oh, they're kissing his ass. Listen to them. They just want to suck his dick.
That's not the case, people. No. We're not into the dick.
Yeah, exactly.
Whatsoever.
It's like, imagine we are so lucky we are able to contact this a guy that we are both fans of in the music industry and be able to talk to him. I mean, I'm sure you'd want to do the same thing if you had, like, you know, if you like fucking Hetfield or something with Metallica.
Right.
Have the opportunity to fucking talk with him.
Right.
Dude, man, fucking awesome. You'd be the same way when talking to him. So for all those people, go fuck yourself.
So what did you think of the Mitchell report, by the way? We mentioned it in the first segment.
It's a little side thing with the Mitchell report. XM is airing it. You could listen to it. The Mitchell report. There's people reading it.
It's 400 pages long, isn't it?
People are dictating. Is that the right word?
Dictating? Somebody's fucking... You're actually... XM... That was XM's idea?
Yeah, you go... Because you have the home plate, that's their main channel, and then like you, all the sub-channels with it. They're airing the Mitchell report. You could listen. I was listening to it. It's incredible. There is.
You
so
were listening to somebody read
the Mitchell report. Yes.
Holy shit!
It's awesome, dude. It is fucking awesome.
I might have to try to bring that up on the web here.
You know what I mean? I could. You mean
what
log
channel?
I could log into my XM account.
Okay, try to log into your XM account and try to bring up audio.
I don't know if. Oh wait, no, you can't do that on here. They don't do the sports programs on the internet.
They don't.
No.
Oh fuck. That's stupid.
No, it's not. I was completely...
Really?
Yeah. Dude, there is like so much fucking information.
How long... When did it start?
It's just looped.
It's looped.
And it's on like every channel at different points. So
how long does it take from start to finish?
I know. It's the whole thing, dude.
400 pages long.
Yeah. I don't know how much...
And it's not like those little novel pages, you know?
I don't know how... Like, I don't have actual facts. Let me see if I can
look up... It's 400 pages of 8x11 paper.
Let me see if I could look up information.
Single-spaced, I'm sure.
Because I'm sure there's parts of the report that are all like stats and stuff. So I don't know if they're reading those parts.
Yeah. Well, who's the big name mentioned in the thing? Roger Clemens, right?
Yep.
Roger Clemens. Who didn't know? It makes so much sense that he does steroids. I mean, the guy's like 45, isn't he? And he's throwing the ball 90 miles an hour? The only other person I could think of that threw the ball that hard at that age was Nolan Ryan.
Right. Here we go.
But Nolan Ryan stunk when he was older.
XM Satellite Radio Sportscasters will read the complete Mitchell Report in its entirety on XM Channel 176. The reading will then be replayed throughout the day. Major League Baseball Commissioner Bud Selig will be holding his own, whatever. That doesn't matter. But the point is, yeah, XM, the entire Mitchell Report. So, yes, I was right. It's really crazy, some of that information. Mitchell got a quote from an anonymous player. He didn't mention the name.
Right.
That like, completely, he's like... The player said, it's completely unfair that another player on the bench with me gets more playing time than me because he's taking HGH. I'm paraphrasing, but that's basically it. He's cheating, so he gets more playing time, so I got to sit on the bench.
Mm.
I kind of understand that.
I understand, too, but, man, the way he did, is that the way he worded it?
No. But he said he's like, a player taking HGH is taking time away from me.
Right, and money out of my pocket.
You know, I completely, for the longest time, I was like, look, who gives a shit? It's entertainment. But now I'm thinking about, what about that guy? What about the second or third string catcher?
But you see, most of the guys on the list were guys that needed that performance enhancing to further their career. Like guys like Brian Roberts.
Yeah.
Who the fuck is this guy?
Right.
You know, he was a little tiny guy to play second base for the Orioles.
The HGH basically helps them speed up their recovery time.
Yeah.
Which is, listen, hey, think about it. You have Roger Clemens. He's only on the DL for a week and a half. But other guy with the same exact injury could be gone 3 to 4 weeks.
But he's accused of taking steroids.
Yeah, I was just using him as you.
Yeah.
Well, HGH is a steroid.
Well, but it doesn't help you with your performance. I mean, it helps you recover, but
yes,
it doesn't make you bigger. It doesn't make you stronger.
He was accused of taking the Jack steroids.
Mm-hmm.
Get Jack steroids.
Lenny Dykstra, who didn't know he was on roids. When he played for the Mets, he looked like a 4-year-old.
I just love Lenny Dykstra. Every time I think about Lenny Dykstra, I see him with the fucking wad of chew in his fucking mouth. Why
Absolutely.
Is he a U?
Yeah, nails.
They call nails on the Mets ball club.
Needles now. Fucking Lenny Dykstra. There was a bunch of no-names on that fucking list.
Yeah.
But Andy Pettit was the one that surprised me the most.
That,
but it turns out that he took it for 2 days and he stopped. because he was on the DL when he took it too, and he just wanted to recover because he had an elbow problem. So I actually buy that. I was watching a sports reporter this morning on ESPN, and fucking Mike Lupica is going all nuts over Andy Pettit's excuse. I'm like, yeah, fuck, shut up, Mike Lupica. Who the fuck are you, Mr. East Hampton?
Well, you know, because who would have thought Andy Pettit seems like such a, like, I don't want to say good guy, because it's not like he makes him a dope, bad guy.
Hate him. What?
It's a form of cheating.
Yeah, but he was on a DL. At the time he took it, it wasn't banned by Major League Baseball.
Yeah.
So he thought maybe it was a little bit weird for me taking it. I took it twice. I thought it was wrong, and I stopped. It wasn't like I was pitching when I took it. I had an elbow problem.
Right.
Big deal. That's exactly what... Andy, that paraphrasing, that's what he meant.
Right.
You know what I mean?
No, I understand.
I don't see that.
I gotta back up when I'm saying cheating. It's like, I don't have a problem with this steroids, because I don't see it as like, oh, look at the youth. I don't give a shit about that talk. You know, if you're going to let it go, just let it open up, you know? Mm-hmm. But because it's picking and choosing, and specifically the doctors, you know, are picking and choosing. Well, not that the doctors are picking and choosing, but the players are going over, hey, can you help me out? And the doctors are like, well, I could work this out for you, you know? And then some guy, you know, Tommy, at the end of the fucking row of lockers, he's, you know, doesn't have that luxury.
Yeah. Fucking.
So I say either open it up completely to the whole league or shut it down completely. I'd rather say open it up to the whole fucking league. I want to see fucking 800-foot homers. To be quite honest with you, at the end of the day, any professional sport is entertainment and it's a business. And if you want to fucking fill up those stadiums, let them fucking kill themselves. I don't care. It's their choice. It was their fucking choice to do the steroids. So let them. Let them kill themselves. And the youth aren't going to be affected. You fucking tell them, listen, they're killing them themselves. It's a business. Give them the reality. The reality is baseball, basketball, hockey, football. It's in America. It is a business first. I don't give a shit what you say. It is a business first. All they care about is getting your ass in that seat, buying $8 hot dogs, $10 beers, and charging you way too much for that ticket price. That's all they care about.
All right, you want me to read some of the players on here? Let's go through a couple of them. Armando Rios. I don't know who the fuck that is. Marvin Bernard.
No way. I had him on my fantasy team.
Barry Bonds, of course.
Who's that guy?
Bobby Stella or something.
Wow.
Jeremy Giambi, Jason Giambi, Benito Santiago.
Benito? Gary, wow, I didn't know he did.
Randy Velarde. Remember him?
Wow.
Lenny Dykstra, David Segui, Larry Bigby?
The Larry Bigby?
Who the fuck is this guy? Some of these guys are way past their prime. Some of these guys never had a prime. This guy here is dead. Well, cross him off then. Come on, Major League.
Come on, kids.
Brian Roberts, Jack Cust. Who the fuck is that? And change your name. Jack Cust? I don't know who that guy is. Tim Laker? Todd Hundley? You knew that he was on roids.
Yeah. And Todd Pratt was on that list as well.
Hal Morris?
Hal Morris? Yeah, he was a pitcher for the Cardinals, I believe. DJ, can you double check that?
Matt Franco?
DJ's our sports guy.
Matt Franco was on roids. Rondell White was on roids.
Wow.
Roger Clemens, Andy Pettit, Chuck Knobloch, who couldn't throw a ball first base, was on roids. I guess he's trying to take roids to fix that problem. Jason Grimsley, Greg Zahn, David Justice, who came out publicly and said that he never took it, right?
Yeah.
Or he didn't want to take it, or he did take it. I don't know what he said.
He didn't know he took it.
He wasn't making much sense. Everybody told him to go screw himself anyway. Mo Vaughn, Dane Nagel.
Mo Vaughn. Wait, stop with Mo Vaughn. When I heard about that, me and my buddy found out about that. Mo Vaughn sucks so much dick. Like so many years. He was overrated by far. This guy's taking stars. So he was cheating. He was getting help, and he still sucks so much dick. Worst player ever in baseball history. Fat fuck. Way to screw up the Mets, douchebag. Fucking asshole.
All right.
He's dead.
Danny Nagel, Ron Valone.
Oh, Hal Morris played for the Reds. I'm sorry. I thought it was the Cardinals.
Ryan Franklin.
Thank you, Deej.
Chris Donalds, Todd Williams.
I mean,
Kevin Young, Mike Lansing, Cody McKay. I don't know any of these guys. Mike Stanton. Todd Pratt, I believe, was listed on here somewhere.
Yeah, Todd Pratt,
backup catcher for the Mets.
Yeah.
Hit that one home run in the playoffs.
And it was an important one.
I don't know how that ball, when he hit that ball, I was like, how the fuck is that thing going out of the park? You know, it looked like a grounder to second.
Yeah. The thing is, though, with the catchers, is I think they were taking them more for their legs. Yeah, not so much for fucking power hitting. I think they were using them more to save their career. Being a catcher is a tough career, man. You get a little injury because you're on your fucking knees, you know, all the time. If you get any sort of leg injury for any other players, it's no big deal, you know. But you could end your career, man. You could just completely deteriorate.
Mr. G's brings up a good point. Where the fuck was Brady Anderson?
He was on that list.
No, he's not on the list.
No?
No. Brady Anderson, he's the guy who played for the Orioles, batted leadoff, he was huge 1 year. Like, just muscle-bound, and he hit 50 home runs.
And then,
and disappeared off the face of the earth after that. And you know who comes out looking like roses?
Who?
Sammy Sosa.
How does he come out looking
like roses? He's not listed.
But he was indicted, wasn't he? No, he wasn't indicted. He was part of that list with McGuire. He's in the same boat as McGuire.
He's not listed on here. I looked through it. I completely admit Jay Gibbons is on there. Troy Gloss. Let me look through quickly.
Troy Gloss was on that list?
Yeah, he's not on there.
Wow.
Matt Williams is on there.
Matt Williams. Scott Schoenweiss. Oh, Matt Williams always did that thing with his shoulder as he batted.
Sosa.
What a retard.
Yeah, Sosa was not on the list. According to Deej.
Jeez.
And I didn't see him on the list. He comes out looking like roses. Now, you know that this list doesn't cover everybody that's ever done roids. There are plenty of other guys out there somewhere.
Right.
You know, because most of this information was said came from, like, two trainers or something. Most of the information only came from, like, a group of guys. Not even a group. So, you know, there's a bunch of... I mean, there's a lot of players in the league. And, you know, two guys came up with 80 names. Two guys came up with 80 names. Mm-hmm. I mean, you get three or four fucking trainers in there, you're going to have a lot more than 80 names.
And also in the Mitchell report, I was listening, and he said that Mitchell, what's his first name? George Mitchell?
Whatever the fuck.
Mitchell, yeah. Well, he sent out an email to all the players, and then, what's his name? The union leader. What the fuck's his name?
Joey Union Leader.
Yeah. He sent out like an email immediately following, basically, you know, saying to the players, you're better off not, don't talk to him. So, no, he got no response back from any of the players.
That's what Curt Schilling did. Curt Schilling was asked to talk. He said, no, thank you, because I've never done them, and talking to you would just put me in that light.
Right.
So I'm not going to talk to you.
So basically, the union leader did something to that effect, so no players got back to him. So all his, he couldn't just, you know, he had to get his information elsewhere from players, from the guys he spoke to.
And it's all, pretty much everything's hearsay in this report, right?
Pretty much. Except for that, one quote that I mentioned, and of course the player was kept anonymous.
Mm-hmm.
And it could have been some third string catcher, you know, who was... You know, probably, just pissed off because the catcher, you know, the main catcher is doing roids left and right.
But the people that come out looking like roses on this are fucking Sammy
Hockey
Sosa.
Players. Oh.
Sammy Sosa and Brady Anderson, of course, now.
Yeah.
Now that just came to light. Brady Anderson. Jose Canseco looks great, too. I mean, I love Jose Canseco. I love him.
Really?
I remember watching him on 60 Minutes almost a year ago. He played 16 years in the league. He was on 60 Minutes going, I took roids every year I played. Every fucking year. Every game. God damn it, I took them. I was eating roids. I had three squares a day of roids.
Three square meals of roids.
Jose Canseco played 16 years in Major League Baseball, took roids every year. By the end of his career, he looked like a silverback. Did you see how big he was?
He was.
He couldn't even swing a baseball bat anymore. He was
so
big.
Fucking big.
He was like fucking Mr. Olympia up there. He just wanted to look good in a uniform, pretty
right.
much.
Yeah, that was
when he played for the Yankees towards the end of his career, he just looked like a bodybuilder in a uniform. He couldn't hit. I think he hit one home run.
Yeah.
And the thing hasn't landed yet.
Yeah.
And he's proud of that home run. And it was like a fucking a doubleheader in July, and the Yankees were down 13, and he hit a solo
matter.
Home run. He's still glorifying over that home run. But, you know, that guy's the man. Fuck it. He's so honest.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. Like, he has nothing to lose. That's why he's so honest. It's not like he ever was going to go to the major, the Hall of Fame or anything.
But it's nothing to do with the honesty. It's they're questioning the integrity of the game.
Yeah,
you know, fuck honesty. You know, I mean, listen, all the players are keeping hush.
Everything, you know what? You bring that up. Everything is a fucking sham in life. Every single person you know, I figured this out over the last day. Every single person you know is full of shit in some way. Your dad, your mom, me, everybody you know, like all the listeners are full of shit in some way. Everybody's full of shit in their life in some way. And that's the same with sports, dude.
It's true. I guess we should tell them now we're actually Red Bar Radio.
Everything in life is a little, is full of shit. Or is bullshit in some way?
There is some, absolutely. And it only multiplies when you're dealing with business. Because if there's anything that's crooked in life, it's when you have a business, a high profile, there's a lot of money being exchanged.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it just multiplies it.
Mother Teresa was full of shit in some way.
Stop. Now you're just being obnoxious.
She is. She's probably full of shit in some
way.
You're
being a shock jock now.
I'm telling you. Fucking shocking. The Mitchell Port was very interesting. I mean, I loved just reading through the lists of people, just not knowing who they were. Like, fucking Jose Canseco's brother was listed on there, and that guy didn't even play a fucking day in the major leagues.
Scotsman said, the two girls, one cup girls are full of shit. Yes, they were.
Yes, they were, sir.
Good point.
Good job on that one. Yeah, so that came out in news today. It's, should we take another break?
Actually, I heard that might have been a sham, too.
What?
The two girls, one cup. That might have been fake.
Shit?
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
Yeah. Because
it's still effective.
Yeah, it still served the purpose, but that, you know, if you just to go on the sham things and to connect the two girls, one cup.
It is true, though. Everything is full of shit. There's some bullshit in everything, in every aspect of your life. Everything you deal with is full of shit.
There's something.
Sprint, full of shit.
Completely. Everything.
You know?
They're a big fucking business. They're the worst.
I don't have one friend. I don't have one friend or anybody, my boss, anybody in my life. And I'm not knocking people here.
Right.
It's just that everybody is full of, it's something I've realized. Everybody in some aspect of their life is full of shit.
Right.
Some people are more than others, more shady than others.
Sure.
But everybody is. Even the nicest person in the world is full of shit in some way.
So I am replaceable? I thought it was irreplaceable.
You're full of shit. I'm completely full of shit in some way.
No, if there's one person, it'd probably be you that wouldn't be.
I'm full of shit.
Really?
Yeah. I think I'm full of shit to myself, though.
Yeah.
It's weird. It's fucking weird. I don't know how I can explain that.
Well, if there's one person, if I could think of, that's closest to not being full of shit, it'll probably be you.
No, I'm full of shit.
You're boring. You don't do anything.
Mr. Deed, you're full of shit in some way, listening in the chat room. Everybody in the chat room is full of shit in some way.
How is he full of shit?
And everybody listening live or listening on the podcast, think of everybody you know in your life. And actually think of them. Take like 5 minutes to think about everybody in your life. And you'll figure out, you know what? Tommy's full of shit in some way. Tommy, you know what? He's screwy.
But when you say full of shit, you mean...
like, in some aspect...
skeletons in the closet?
Yeah, there's something they do in their life. Maybe some business transaction
there's no one
about.
That lives that honest a life.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Everybody's full of shit in some way. Actually, most of the time, there's an aspect of their personality. That's what I'm really saying.
Okay.
It's an aspect of somebody's personality that's bullshit.
Right.
They're being bullshitty about something.
Everyone, it's just
life.
That's life, yeah. Now we're going back to like biblical things, you know. Yeah. Everyone's fucked. Everyone's
LunaticRadio.com is full of shit.
We are full of shit.
Absolutely.
I said it before. We're actually
it's just the way life is. And it, you know, baseball's been full of shit for a while. I wish this report never came out because I find the game enjoyable when there's fucking monsters playing.
Absolutely. All right, now it makes it right. Exactly.
Mark McGwire was a monster.
I agree 100%.
And I love watching him play.
Now I'm like thinking about the game in these weird ways and like the cheating and like, what about that third string catcher now who doesn't get any playing time? You know, before this thing, I was like, I didn't give a shit. I want to see an 1,800 foot home run. Yeah. I want to see fucking guys run around the bases, you know, fucking 5.2 seconds.
Mm-hmm. But for a lot of these guys, you got to think about like Jason Giambi. Jason Giambi, you know, his talents aren't that great.
Right.
He's not a great baseball player, but he was probably thinking back in the day. He's like, you know what? If I take some roids and I have a good year and I get away with it a little bit for that year, you know, I can make some money on a contract. Mm. And that's what these guys are thinking. They're thinking, you know, if I do better by taking these roids, I can get some money.
Right.
And it's not banned. The testing policy sucked for many years until just recently, you know? Get if you can get away with it.
Right, right.
Make some Jason Giambi made $100 million taking roids. That's, to me, he's a genius.
Right. But that's the problem.
And that's fuck, I do hate the argument. Oh, it's about the kids. It's about the kids. Yeah, fuck yourself with the kids. It's not fuck the kids. It's that the parents need to take care of that.
True.
You know?
That's right. The parents don't assume any responsibility anymore.
Major League Baseball can't be fucking coddling kids. You know what I mean? Or the players. I mean, there are no really role models in life. If you're a kid, your role model should be your dad and your mother.
Right.
Because they're the people that interact with you every day. They're the people that show you the ropes. That should be your role model. Not fucking Barry Bonds. Not fucking Alex Rodriguez. Not Derek Jeter. Derek Jeter on a fucking Saturday night is balls deep in any whore in New York.
Right, exactly.
Little Tommy in fucking Westchester is looking up to Derek Jeter, who's dogging out some chick in the ass. I mean,
you bring up a fantastic point. Yeah, they're talking about like how these players act on the field. See how they are off the field.
It
is a bazillion times worse how they're acting off the field.
Right. Now, if you're a kid, you see your dad every day.
Yeah.
You know, and you see what dad's doing. Dad's out in the back fucking mowing lawns. Dad's working hard, you know? Right. That should be your role model, not Derek Jeter. You don't know anything about Derek Jeter. You know your father. That's your role model. So that argument, I just hate. But Mitchell Laporte, very interesting. Jose Canseco is the most honest man in baseball. That's my opinion. Sammy Sosa comes out looking like gangbusters on this deal because he wasn't even mentioned. And the man hit fucking 66 home runs one year. Didn't he hit 60 another year?
Maybe.
Something like that. He's like, to me, he should be looked at as one of the best home run hitters of all time, or the home run king. If he hasn't done roids and he comes out looking scot free, you know, he's the home run king to me. And that's about it. We got to take a break. We got a lot more to do on the radio program today, people.
Wow,
so,
we do.
Yeah.
You know, we got shit to do. We got shit to do. All right.
Just stick around. We'll be more. Kieran Rockin' Studio. We're back.
This is Ray Ray from Richmond. I'm Brock. I'm Hammered. And I am LunaticRadio.com.
Damn, it feels good to be a gangster.
the you? The toilet.
Who did it? Across the pool table.
This place is lame anyway.
Lunatic Radio.
I'm calling to let you know that I will never do the show again.
Yes!
All right. Yes! Alienating people since 1979.
Across the internet, this is your place for modern rock and great shows. This is The X.
Comedy, beer, smut, talk. It's lunaticradio.com.
Good song. What up, everybody? Lunaticradio.com show. Kierock chilling out with you. Live from New York. Everything's cutting out. I don't know what that's about.
What was that?
Yeah, just Kier Rock in studio today. Haven't done a show like this in a while.
I know, it's weird. I gotta actually talk.
Yeah.
Kidding.
Now you gotta interact, Rock.
I
gotta
do things. I like it. I miss
Word
this.
Word up, everybody. Yeah, the Cringe Humor Awards. We were supposed to be broadcasting live from Comics today in Manhattan, but they were postponed due to the weather in New York. And it's rainy. It's raining here all day. It'll eventually happen, I guess. Guess we have to talk to Patrick and find out what's going on with that.
Patrick!
But it should happen, people, so stay tuned. Keep it locked to cringehumor.net, and I'm sure the notifications will be coming soon. I was freaking promoting the hell out of that thing.
I know.
On the MySpace, typing away. With the bulletins and all that, but it'll happen soon, I'm sure.
I spoke to Chris that day. I was like, you know what? When it does get changed to the new date, I'm going to have to talk to Kieran. I don't know if we're going to promote it as much as we did this time, you know, because,
you
know.
Why are you going to do
that? Yeah, I feel like you're embarrassing us, you know. A man in my position does not need to be made to look ridiculous. How about that?
Yeah, there you go.
And he's like, I understand. He's like, you're going to play like that? I'm like, that's right.
I was joking around with him a couple of weeks ago. I was like, I want to get paid. And he's like, oh, you want to get paid? Okay, we can work that out.
Right, no, as soon as you said I was joking around with Chris, I was like, oh, this is just begging for trouble.
Yeah.
What do you mean? What did he say?
Remember that? I said, like, are we going to get paid?
Yeah.
And I was joking. Completely.
Oh, at the live show.
Yeah.
Oh, you want to get paid?
Yeah.
What do you think? I'm made out of money?
Mm-hmm.
Everyone wants a piece of Chris. Everyone wants a piece of cringe humor. What is this? I'm stressed out.
By the way, there's a new internet sensation, everybody.
Lunaticradio.com?
And here it is.
Oh. Look at my tits. 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 Look at my tits.
This is a video. This is audio from a video of a girl pretty much standing in front of a camera grabbing her boobs.
Wow.
With a shirt on going, look at my tits, look at my tits.
Good for her. And it's an internet sensation.
The latest internet sensation.
I love how the internet works.
I tell you what, man, I was locked on that damn video forever, though. Not really much.
What do we learn from this?
Look at my tits. Four words and I'm locked in. I'm locked in for 38 seconds.
Wow.
And that was it. That's the latest internet sensation, everybody. Look at my tits video. You can check it out on break, I'm sure. Want to hear it again, Ron?
No.
Cute girl, too. I dig her.
I would hope so.
Yeah, she is.
I'm obsessed. If there's a viral video I'm kind of obsessed with right now, is that Daft Punk video with the two girls dancing in, like, their sports bra and sports shorts. You ever seen that?
Oh. See, I don't usually watch the videos of chicks dancing in lingerie because I just go right to porno.
Yeah, right. Well, why dance around it when you get the real thing?
When a porno is just so available to you on the internet and you have like accounts and shit that you don't have to pay for, I just go right to the porno. I just skip all the bullshit. I don't need to see some hot chick in lingerie when I can see a hot chick getting nailed by like 12 guys. It does it right for me. You know what I mean? Well, should I delve into the email my mother sent
out?
I really don't talk about my folks too much on the radio program. Kind of like to keep things to myself when it comes to the family.
Understandable.
But this email was made aware to me. It wasn't even sent to me, my sister, or my brother. I guess I should state this first.
Okay, back.
I'm going to become an uncle.
Oh, no way. Aww.
Don't say, oh, Rock.
Aww.
No, say it. Don't say it. Just say that's
the little Kev?
No, not a little Kev.
Oh.
My sister's having a try.
Oh.
So congratulations to my sister. She's a good person.
She is.
Congratulations to my brother-in-law, too. All right.
Wow.
I'm going to be an uncle. I'm very happy that I'm going to become an uncle. I'm going to have a little shock jock running around, hopefully.
Adorable.
So that happens, right? The news comes up. Tells my mother. My mother crafts an email for everybody, apparently, that she knows. Mass email.
Mass email. Everybody.
Sent out to everybody.
I think I even got that email.
Announcing that my sister and my brother-in-law are expecting a child in August.
Very sweet. Very nice.
So I'm happy about that. But she goes on to say in the email, she has a little tidbit about Fat Kev and stuff like this. And pretty much in a paragraph, she says that I'm getting married.
But what? What?
Pretty
you?
Much.
You can't even
my
get
mother
sex.
Has an arranged a wedding for me. Now, there is a female out
She's
there.
She's a queen to be.
Who is a roommate who lives with my brother and his wife, Lisa. Right. They have a girl who lives with them.
Sure.
And she's fun. I go when I go out there for vacation, I chill out with her. Nothing too crazy. Just
no,
have fun. She's
out,
a fun
mingle.
Girl. We interact.
Socialize.
And now that my folks live
butt
in the my folks live in the area, they see that I'm interacting and
right.
Then now their hopes are up. Because so they love this girl too. I mean yeah. this girl goes over to my folks' house out there and watches football with my father.
Right.
I mean you're in.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I met her at the wedding. Sweet girl.
Yeah,
very nice.
Yeah. So my mother writes, Kieran will be out here for 10 days during Christmas. So we're hoping that the relationship blossoms as well.
Wow.
Meaning she has a sentence about the girl before, but I'm not going to mention the girl's name.
Obviously.
We really like her, and we think she'd be good for Kieran. Kieran has an interest, too.
Oh, God. Awkward. You can't even, now you can't even look at her with a straight face. It's going to be all weird. You're not going to be able to look at her.
So now that my mother just, she's one, I don't know, Ma. Ma, what are you doing, Ma? My mom gets news that somebody's having a baby. Now everybody's got to get married
well,
and have children.
Our two other kids are married, and the third one's,
Relax, Ma. Ma, if I could speak to you bluntly, I still need to have sex with many women.
Wow, that's a little, I really didn't need to hear that like that.
I really do.
I understand, but
I think the girl out there that she's mentioning in this email is great.
When you go see her out there, are you going to ask her to buck like a dog? And then go, no. Big dog.
No.
And then you say, hop on one leg. He's your queen to be.
Kieran's parents are bringing back the dowry system. They're offering up 3 goats for a 12-pack of Coors Light. Mr. Deej in the chat room.
Big winner, big winner.
That's funny. So I see this. And I'm just like, oh, crap. Because I looked at all the people that it went to.
Everybody.
And it went to everybody.
Everyone.
My, that I'm related to, pretty much. And all my brother's friends and all my sister's friends.
That is
all
so
my
awkward.
Friends. I got this email from Polish Bob. I didn't even get it.
You didn't get it.
None of the siblings in my family got it.
Interesting. That's an interesting thing. I think your mother set that up on purpose.
I think so, too, because I know my email account's logged into her email
yeah.
account. I'm in her address list.
Interesting. Your mother's a little sneaky sneak. What's going on? Now, and you haven't heard from this girl? Like, I'm assuming she didn't get the... Was she on the list?
I don't know.
Oh.
I don't think she saw it.
Oh, let's hope not. Actually, that's
kind of awkward.
Because Kev didn't see the email either, so maybe
I'm sure we're going to have a good laugh about this when I go out there.
Wait a minute. You might be able to avoid this completely.
What?
Because if she didn't see it, and you said, you know, you...
Well, I don't care. No, I'm not even, like, afraid to see her and be like, oh, just you and my mother.
Are you serious? I'd be fucking terrified. I'd feel weird beyond belief.
No, because I know what I am. I'm single.
Right.
I'm not getting hooked up with anybody.
But what if she... Maybe... What if she had... other intention? What if she's like, oh, this is big, this is good.
Who, the girl?
Yeah. What if she's like,
she doesn't.
I'm going to be Mrs. McKay.
I don't think she does.
I'm going to be Mrs. McKay. It's a whisper.
Well, I don't know that. If she does, so be it. But
what do you mean, so be it? Well, how do you then respond to so be it? What do you mean, so be it?
I've had the discussion before.
With her?
Yeah.
And she's like, okay.
I'm in New York.
Right.
She's in Arizona.
Okay.
And she doesn't even live in Arizona. She lives in another part of the country. Right, yeah. That's her home base.
Right, right. Yeah. I don't know. It seems awkward to me. Especially with you and the way you... It's going to be so awkward.
But this brings up another thing that it
So you
does.
Get that fucking email? Dude.
And so I was obviously, yeah, I was just like, you know... Now I'm being hooked up by my parents.
That is a little awkward.
Like, my parents are hooking me up now.
I can understand, though.
My friends have tried this.
Because, your brother and sister are taken care of. Your sister is having a child. I'm sure Fat Kev is not far behind.
Yeah.
You know, and you're doing it in a radio
show. I'm twisting in the wind. My parents are going, what the fuck is the third one doing? Our daughter's married. Our other son's married. What's the youngest one doing?
Jerking off to Naughty America every night.
You think my father's yelling that to her? Hey, Hardy, your youngest son's jerking a porno. Hook him up with a chick.
He likes that Naughty America. You ever been there? I haven't. Just say it.
Goddamn porno. It's ruining the country. Bill O'Reilly says it every night. I believe him. My dad's such a Bill O'Reilly fan. But now my parents are hooking me up with people. That's what I'm getting at.
Think that's why his strokes fall off on
and
the back nine.
And my mother sent out is in cahoots with everybody.
Not the cahoots.
She's in cahoots with everybody we know now.
That is so awkward. I mean, everybody knows. That is so great. What is your mother doing? What is she trying to do?
She writes, for those who couldn't attend the wedding, I've included some pictures. Now, there were some pictures included in this email. The girl in the picture with my sister is Mrs. X.
Okay.
I guess we'll call her Mrs. X. She lives with Kevin, Fat Kev, and Lisa.
Right.
Kev's wife. And has been communicating with Kieran. Kieran will be here for 10 days during Christmas, meaning in Arizona, on vacation, seeing my folks. So we are hoping that the relationship blossoms as well. That relationship with her. What do you expect, Ma? I'm coming out on vacation to see you and the dogs, my brother, my uncle, my buddies who live out there. I am not getting married, Mother. I'm a single man. I live in New York, and I was trolling this weekend, Rock. Brings up another.
What were you trolling? Oh, no, not the MySpace.
Not the MySpace.
Oh, because
I hammer this all the time, but I was bored on Saturday. I was doing nothing on Saturday.
Okay.
I did nothing. I pretty much slept for like 10 hours doing nothing on Saturday. I woke up, got some coffee in me, went on the internet. Nothing was going on the internet, so I decided to check out the old...
What?
Online dating sites,
no!
Rock.
No! You lose!
And now I am a member. I am a proud member. I'm really not too proud of this. Of Match.com.
Oh!
So note to mother and father who live out there on the West Coast. I am looking for a chick.
Well, I heard Match.com is actually pretty good.
Is it?
Actually, yeah.
I was scrolling through.
I know someone who actually met her boyfriend through Match.com, and they're doing quite happy right now.
All right.
So there is that chance.
I joined the Match.com, so I am not only looking, but I'm taking initiative.
Wow.
I went to a place where there's chicks on the internet.
Too bad that wasn't radioshow.com. There you joined that. Like Match.com, initiative to look for a girl.
Right.
Initiative to look for a girl.
Well, I took that initiative this week too. Well,
that's true. Look at you. This is initiative week.
It was initiative week for me. Looking for chicks on Match.com and with the job.
Sarcastic prick. We need to prank Kieran's profile.
Now, you will not find my profile, people, because I'm not one of these douches. I'm not one of these douches because Match.com has this thing.
What?
With that you have to like pay money to get like certain features for
okay.
the profile.
Okay.
So I don't even know. I didn't do anything. I'm not paying fucking $19.99 a month.
What?
So I can communicate with other people.
Wow.
Send emails and all that bullshit.
That's a ballsy amount of money to charge
if
someone.
If you're one of these people who join like one of these dating sites and have to pay a monthly fee to communicate with people online. is something a little fucking... You need to get out.
Yeah.
You need to get out to a bar, and you need to do something.
Right.
So I'm not doing that.
There's a high roller version.
But there
of
is
it.
A profile. I don't know what I can do on Match.com. I know my profile's on there.
So wait, you're doing the free one. It's completely
free. I don't know if people can contact me. I guess they can.
You're going to get Shaniqua, who's actually a man.
But you're right, though. There are some other people out there that I know that are on there because I was trolling. I troll.
No, you found people you know?
Yeah, I did.
Oh,
I found people from the East End of Long Island that I know. I found some from around here.
Wow. That's insane. Have you ever heard about that high-profile one? I don't remember the name of it.
I don't know what that is.
But you have to... It's
hot chicks on there.
It's rich guys, mm-hmm. right? It's only male that could sign up, and you...
Oh, the high profile thing. Yeah,
and you could pick hot chicks that join, and they're just kind of like waiting there. So if you're like a super hot chick and you want like a rich dude, you go to the... I forgot that. I got to find that name of it. And you join up, and it's only rich guys are allowed to join. And they basically pick and choose hot chicks. So crazy. And like the chicks got to meet a certain profile, as do the guys. It's really wild. Obviously, the chicks got to meet physical and I guess certain levels of mental capacity. And the guys got to represent some sort of level of income.
Yeah,
that's
but
crazy.
It's fucking, I don't know. I wrote on the top of my profile, I was like, eh, online dating.
You're mocking it. You're never going to get a hit. You're never going to get a hit because you're mocking the thing.
Well, I will never get
for.
A hit because I can't figure out how to put a picture on there.
Oh, forget it.
I don't know. They have like these things called primary photos. I'm like, how do I get a primary photo? I've uploaded some photos and none of them are primary. How do I get the primary thing going?
Is that really sugardaddy.com? Is that the real site? I wonder if that's it.
I got to get that one.
Dude,
sugardaddy.com. I'll go on that one. I guess I need to have a good bank account to go on there.
It doesn't
though.
Seem like the right. I think this is it. Delivering a superior dating service. Yeah. What's
the guy wearing a tuxedo dating like some really hot chick? I'm not going to get that.
What's your base income? $500,000 a year. Karen. Here you go, Karen. This is for you.
The finest people in internet dating.
Attractive, wealthy, and desirable people in online dating.
So I'm trying the Match.com thing. I don't know.
So what are you going to do? You going to put a picture of your dog?
I went looking, though, to see some chicks on there. You know what I mean? And I found some in the... whatever. There's some good ones. I would look at these good people's profiles, though. Man, the people on there, for the most part, love to talk about themselves. I don't know if that's what you're supposed to do, I guess.
Well, you're supposed to describe...
In some way, you're supposed to describe yourself in your profile, right?
Yeah, that's how it works, dude.
But I would look at some profiles and the paragraph about themselves or who they're looking for just went on and on. And I wouldn't even get through like five sentences. I would just look at the length of the paragraph.
It's like, all right, you talk too much.
You are a cunt.
Yeah.
Click. You're annoying. Goodbye.
But wait, there's no way you could contact them unless you pay, right?
I don't know.
I think you do, dude. I think you have to pay.
No, that's a sham.
No, it's not a sham.
I think it is.
How the hell would they make money if you didn't pay to communicate?
Right. I mean, if you're on there, I'm talking about the people, the customers.
Yeah.
I mean, you shouldn't be on there having to pay. I mean, you're not even...
If you legit...
How can
understand.
You find... You see...
Here, you're missing that. You're missing
my
this.
Point is...
What?
There are things... LaRock, how long have we known each other?
Long time.
There are things about you I don't know.
Right.
There are things about me you don't know.
Right, right, right.
How the fuck are you really going to truly meet somebody online and pretty much feel comfortable enough to go out on a date with them?
You have to be willing to jump in, man. You got to be willing to
don't
jump
you
in
think
that pool.
Going, don't you think a better thing would be to go to a bar?
No, man, listen.
Get hooked up with
See, you're completely wrong. Not everyone is into that bar scene, and I completely understand those people's rationale. To go into a bar to meet a person isn't for everybody. Mm-hmm. There's also people who have, like, crazy hours. Let's say you take people who work at night, you know? Mm-hmm. So, you know, their fucking schedule's fucked up, you know? So it's hard for them to go out and socialize and meet new people. There is a lot of situations where it's good, you know?
I guess my basic point is you never really know somebody. And I think going about it...
Is this going back to being a sham? Everyone's a sham?
You never really do know somebody.
Well, you
got to
communicate.
I guess you're right.
You do. You talk to them.
Well, I'm on the match.
But you got to actually write shit, dude. What'd you write? Interest? Sex?
No. I wrote the thing. I think
sex and golf and beer.
What did I wrote? Yeah, I wrote that I had an interest in radio.
You're going to get no hits.
I like to have fun, pretty much.
Things you like to do. Have fun, breathe, and sleep.
My dream date, I forget what I wrote.
Getting some.
I'll try to bring it up.
Oh, this would be the greatest fucking profile ever.
I'll actually read you people what I wrote.
The greatest. What's your perfect date? I don't know. Getting a burger. Getting laid.
I think that's pretty much what I wrote.
Getting a discount on dip. Hopefully there's a 2-for-1 deal when I stop at 7-Eleven. That's a good night. Kieran's dream date involves roofies. Nice one, Scott's.
Hold on, I'm looking at my profile on Match.com. I'll read it.
What would you do to woo your date? Brick, duct tape, done.
So I'm on the Match.com, people. I'm looking, trying to get my profile. Hopefully the computer doesn't crash as I'm looking up my profile. Let's see. I want to, yes, I want to see this. All right, here I am.
Here we go.
I won't give you my screen name.
No.
But there is an 11 in there.
Of course.
My headline is, online dating, ? Why not? I'll give it a try.
You're questioning. What chick is going to go up to you like, okay, this guy's questioning this whole thing. Why would I even bother? Now that you've already made the female feel completely uncomfortable.
Look, there is one photo on there. It's not my primary photo. Your primary photo is pretty much your headshot.
Yeah.
I guess I have a picture of my dog on there.
Yeah, way to go.
All right, here's my profile. Here are the basics. 31-year-old man. The hometown I live in, seeking a 22 to 33-year-old woman in New York. My relationship, never married, have kids, none, want kids someday, maybe. White.
I don't know, whatever.
My height, 6'5". No, it's not. I wrote 5'7".
Ew, you
and
liar!
It's not even 5'7". I'm 5'6". You gotta do it. The guys do it on the rosters with football
Fuck
players.
Fuck that. No, that's bullshit. You don't lie. Don't lie.
Do I smoke? No. Religion? I don't have one. Well, actually, I do. Drink? Social drink?
Time out. Wait, Kieran, I got to stop you. If you're lying about your height, you might wind up with a chick taller than you.
No, I 5'7", but I actually put what I prefer in my date. I prefer a girl 5'7" to 5'.
But 5'7" will still be taller than you.
I'm not going to get it. I'm not going to date any chicks higher. 5'7".
I understand, but 5'7" will still be taller than you. You're okay
not
with
really.
That?
No, I'm 5'7".
You're 5'5".
I'm not 5'5", dude. I know that. I'm about 5'6". All right, here's what I wrote for my perfect match.
Oh, boy, here we go. Big boobs, ass,
actually, no,
two vaginas.
I'll save that. This is what I, in my own words, there's a section called In My Own Words. This is what I like to do for fun.
Oh, boy.
I love radio and my dog, which lives across the country now. But most of all, I love laughing, Rock. That's what I wrote.
Oh, God, you're a faggot. He's laughing.
My education. I used college.
N-A.
This is what I wrote for my education. Non-existent. I used college to figure out what I wanted to do with my life. Sure, it cost me money, but now I wouldn't change a thing. Even though I'm still nine credits short on my degree, I know it's stupid. That's what I wrote for that. Favorite hot spots. I love New York City, but I like the country every once in a while. Favorite things I wrote.
Oh,
I love chicken fingers.
Oh, God. You are going to get...
I wrote my favorite color. My favorite color is gray and dark green. I didn't even make a decision.
You're a miserable person.
I
got to
change that. When it's raining outside, I watch movies.
You're a poor...
I hate shopping and talking about myself, so I'm going to stop typing. Cool? ?
Ew. Oh, God. They're going to just completely delete
you. The
profile.
The section, last thing you read.
Oh, boy.
I wrote the newspaper.
Of course you did.
Not much of a book reader. I like to know what's current. That's what I wrote for that.
I like pictures.
All right, now we're going to get to my what I'm looking for.
Match.com. If I can interrupt real quick, I actually have your audio. Could you actually leave some audio on
the
page?
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
I'm just a caveman. Your world frightens and confuses.
Absolutely.
Me.
I know I wrote that. Yeah, that's on my profile. Okay.
All right.
About me and who I am looking for.
Oh, here we go. Big boobs.
Get ready for the...
Coors Light chicken fingers.
Get ready for the gay chills, people. My perfect match is someone who likes to laugh and is easy to get along with. Ambition is a plus, but I don't want her to be driven by money.
You don't want to have too much drive because then you feel miserable.
I am all about having fun, so my perfect match better be willing to do the same, no matter what time it is.
Oh, by fun he means sex.
Yes, so I am looking for a little dick sucking around 6:30 in the morning. You better be ready to game. You better be gaming, because I'm willing at 6:30 in the morning.
Yeah, you got it ready to go.
On a Wednesday to jump into the box.
That's right.
You know what I mean?
And he ain't talking sand, kids.
Is there anything else interesting?
Ambition. Yeah, I want my chick to have a little ambition, but not too much, because then I'll just feel shitty about myself.
Here's my turn-ons in a mate, okay?
Oh, boy.
Body piercings.
What? Really? You like the body piercings?
Boldness and assertiveness.
Boldness?
Boldness.
You like boldness?
I like girls that are bold. I like candlelight. Ugh. Dancing I put in there? I didn't put that.
You faggot.
I like erotica, which I don't know what the hell is.
African-American descent.
Like there's that. Erotica in there. I like flirting. I like power. I like sarcasm. I like skinny dipping.
What the fuck?
I like tattoos. I like thrills. Who doesn't like thrills? And I like thunderstorms, which apparently is a qualification.
So your perfect match is Al Roker.
My turnoffs are brainiacs. Pretty much if you have a brain, I don't like you.
You are going to get, you're going to get a fucking rock. That's what you want. You want someone with ambition, but not too much. Not too funny, but not too boring. Just kind of average.
Yeah.
Really?
So I'm on thematch.com and I'm going to give that a whirl, people. I don't know. I don't know how that's going to work out.
If you get a hit, can we get her on the show?
No, I'm not doing that, Rock.
Why not?
It's over with.
Listen, I'm in the radio, so you got to come on the show. That's the deal.
No.
Dude, you're never going to go out with the chick if you get a hit. Stop.
She's hot. What, dude?
She could be a fucking retard. She's hot, dude. Gotta give it a chance.
I'll give any hot chick a chance.
Clearly.
So, I'm all about personality.
So would I, though. So what am I to talk?
Yeah. Who are you talking, Mrs. Sex Driven? Dude, if a dog chimed up on you, you'd be like, all right.
All right. I wouldn't do that.
A dog humping your leg kind of fucking turns you on a little bit,
maybe,
Rock.
Maybe a llama.
Be honest.
Llama's kind of...
So I'm on thematch.com. So mother out there, this is what we began with this segment.
Oh, right.
My mother wrote the email saying pretty much... saying that I have a girlfriend. And I don't. I'm a single man. I'm looking, too, and I'm on thematch.com. I'm being assertive. Assertive.
I think if you were to get a girlfriend, it'd be the worst thing to ever happen to this show, to be quite honest with you.
I told you and Josh when we were at the diner last week.
Disappear.
Like, this is what I told Josh Gogan and Rocket at the diner after the show last week. I said, as soon as I get a chick... Bye.
Isn't that awful?
You'll never see
Isn't
me
that
again.
Awful.
I thought. You know what? You know what? I learned a lot over this last year.
Okay.
And if some of the people listening to the program have been listening for a while, you know, I've learned a lot about myself and what I want, and what I'm. The reason why I went on Match.com is I'm pretty much just looking for a chick to chill out with. I ain't looking for anything serious.
Okay.
I really don't want that because I can't really do it right now.
Okay.
But I'm looking for a chick to bang. So hey, people. This should go on my profile on my match.com. I'm single and we're gonna bang. Who's with me? Who's coming with me?
But the point is that you fucking just disappear. That's awful, dude.
You know what I mean. I'll be hanging out, Rock. But you know
no,
what
you
I
won't.
Mean.
No, you won't because
I won't
I
be around as much.
You'll be like a shit. You're never around as
much. So if I find a chick who digs me, dude.
You'll disappear. You won't even do the show.
I'll do the show.
You won't
the
even do
my
the
babe.
Show. Please.
That's first stipulation.
You get the smell of good vagina,
no.
You'll be gone.
No, you know I'll be doing the show because...
Yeah, while you're fucking her. She'll be behind your fucking hammer.
This is pretty much the only way I'm going to be making a living.
Baby, just tilt your head a little bit. I got to talk into the microphone, baby.
This is important. This show is just as important as vagina.
You'll be getting head during the show and Josh and I will just be looking all awkward and be like, eh. Although Josh would be like, well, there's nothing else to do.
But I do need that chick, though. I need that person in my life, Rock. And why am I getting all personal and sappy? It's not Loveline with fucking Adam Carolla and Dr. Dickhead. But
his name.
I need a chick to fuck. I need like a release from the radio program. You know what I mean? You have a chick. Fucking some of our other buddies have chicks, and they go and hang out with their chick, and they forget about the fucking radio bullshit. They forget about their jobs. They need somebody to hang out with outside the fucking radio crap. And I need one of those because all I have is the show. I'm pretty much banging the show. I'm dating this show. I can't date this show, Rock. It doesn't have a vagina.
Sarcastic prick. Wanted. Dumb midget nympho. He nailed it. Hey, we got a call coming. You want to take it?
Yeah, take the call. Hello, who's this?
Believe it or not, this is Danny Noonan.
Danny Noonan.
The Danny Noonan?
Are you from
Danny
Buffalo?
Danny motherfucking Noonan.
How you doing,
why
sir?
Can't you just, why can't you just date some girls? I mean, how can we never hear about your life for that part about it?
Because I haven't found one yet, sir. I've had a good string of women, I guess, over the last couple months, right?
You did?
I've had some interaction.
Interaction?
What?
Interaction.
I've had some interaction.
I guess, yeah.
But, yeah, I just like playing the field, pretty much. But I'm looking for that chick, Danny Noonan.
You're 30, though. I mean, I didn't get married till I was, 37. So, I mean, when I was 30, I was dating chicks that were 40, 35, dating some older chicks, some younger girls. Just all I can say is get out there.
So you didn't care. You just banged anything at 30?
No, I worked in the bar, sir. I worked behind the woods, so it was a lot of easy women coming my way.
Wow. I like this guy.
See, I wish I had the mentality of Danny Noonan, but I don't. See, I don't know. I need like a personality, at least something. I mean,
not according to that profile you're saying. You want to fucking rock.
Well, I do. The girl needs to be funny. She has to need to make.
I like
life.
Thunderstorms. Do you?
What was when you were 30, Danny? What was the oldest girl you banged?
How old was the oldest girl I banged? She was 42, and she picked me up.
Wow.
She was a cougar on the prowl.
Yeah.
You should do that.
Now, what? Give me the age range of girls you've banged, like youngest to oldest. Obviously, the oldest was 42. What was the youngest?
18, when I was 34.
I love this guy. This guy's my idol.
Now, Danny, which one was better at sex?
The 43-year-old one was crazy at sex.
Yeah, the 18-year-olds don't know what they're doing,
obviously,
right?
They're youngins. Yeah. They're supple youngins.
She had three kids, too, but a body that would not show three kids.
Nice.
Wow. Good for you.
She's probably good at sucking a dick, too.
Yeah.
And now you're married.
No,
how's that
no
going?
No hands, she said. No hands.
What made you get married?
I couldn't put my hands on her when she was blowing me.
Now what made you get married?
I found the right woman. Picked her up. She kind of picked me up, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Left her card with somebody, and I called the card, asked her out for lunch, and that was it.
See, that's what I need, Rock. I need that chick to chill out with, but no commitment.
I think it was about 2-3 months before I even ever had sex with this girl.
See, that's the one.
Please, that first night, you're like, so you would touch the peshy?
I totally need sex right off the bat.
Just do it once, then we can wait.
I didn't have sex with her, I said.
Yeah, I know.
Right.
I know, but, you know, with any girl I meet, it seems like I need the sex right off the bat, you know? I don't know if I can wait 3 months. All right, Danny, thanks for your phone call, man.
Hey, love the show.
All right.
Bye.
Danny Noonan, everybody.
We opened up the phone lines today. Look at that. That was a nice call.
Yeah, it's
good. Man. I like him. He's the guy that started the Rocket Cyburns thread that is now over like 62,000 views.
Yeah, there's a lot of hits on that one. All right, so it's Karen Rock. I joined thematch.com, man. Getting out there looking for the chicks. That's what I'm saying, man.
You're going to disappear. Know. Yeah, so this is basically the beginning of the end of the show. Once he finds a chick, we'll never see him again.
Who knows?
Hey, Karen, we're going to do a show. Fuck you. I'm getting laid. Do I even know who you are? Take my phone off.
The
take
fuck
my
is
number.
Radio.
Yeah.
Who's this rock?
Can you please delete my number from your phone? Because I really don't know you.
I'll be cool. I'll find a good chick that I can chill with and she likes guys and stuff. Hanging out with guys. I'll find one of those. I don't know.
You don't know.
We'll take a break. We'll come back. Kieran Rock chilling out on a Sunday, everybody.
Schmooze.
It's the lunaticradio.com.
Move it up, Sam. Choo.
Hey, this is John from Orlando, the Beer Wizard, Alcohol Wizard.
To all the killers and the $100 billers.
And you're listening to lunaticradio.com. And I'm going to go advertise out for me a black pen. Bitches.
I got you stuck off the realness. We be the infamous, you heard of us. Official Queensbridge murderers.
Hey,
Lunatic Radio.
West Virginia.
These guys are gay.
LunaticRadio.com.
Wow, another good supply. You did well this week, sir.
Yes. What up, everybody? Tia Rock, LunaticRadio.com show. Emails to the show, LunaticRadio.com. Drunk call hotline, 206-202-LUN. That's 206-202-5666, everybody. Hit us up. Match.com, everybody. I'm on it. All you chicks out there, come see me. Word them up. I'm motivated this week, Rock. A little motivation in me.
Could you get some stuff now? It's like, yeah, it's a good week. Feels good to be motivated, though.
Yeah, it's all right. It's not all that it's cracked up to be. Yeah, word up.
Hey, if I can, real quick, give a shout out to my buddy. He's got a website up, and just want to give him a quick shout out. Showflyerblog.com. It's a really cool concept. He basically posts up show flyers from, you know, underground concerts and big concerts for that matter. But it's, you know, it's a cool art form, show flyers. So definitely, if you're into the music scene and cool artwork related to music, definitely check it out. Showflyerblog.com.
All right. One of our listeners out there in Columbus, Ohio. Or come blow us, Ohio. Remember, Just Jim from the Drunk Call. Just Jim from the Drunk Call Hotline. He sent me an email. Actually, he sent me a letter.
Whoa, a letter!
Mailed me a letter.
Mail, like snail mail.
Yeah, and wow. he included a CD of a song he made back when he was in a punk band called Blatant Finger. I actually have a website, www.blatantfinger.com. It is a Christmas song that, I guess when he was in his band, he was hosting a gig sponsored by Anheuser-Busch and Pabst Blue Ribbon. I guess they wanted him to make a song or something like that. I don't have the email. But he wanted me to play this song. It's called Alcoholiday. It's called Alcoholiday. And this is our listener, one of our listeners, Just Jim, and his band Blatant Finger from back in the day. So I guess we'll just give it a listen.
Give it a whirl.
Why not? A little long intro here. Just Jim for that.
Jump.
Word up. Actually, also I got in the mail this week, finally, was, well, not finally, but the Psycho Stick Christmas album.
Oh.
What is the name of it? I got it right here.
Joey Christmas.
Psycho Stick has a Christmas album. It's called the Flesh Eating Roller Skate Holiday Joyride.
As it should be called.
Of course. The guys of Psycho Sticks, friends of the show, hard-working dudes. They make great music. I have, you want to listen to some tracks? We can do that.
I believe if you log on to psychostick.com, you can actually purchase this album. It's very cheap, and it's actually very good. It's their Christmas album. It's called The Flesh-Eating Roller Skate Holiday Joyride. Mm-hmm. Log on to psychostick.com. You can get this album, this CD, for like $7.
Yeah, DJ already said he ordered it already.
And it's good stuff. I was reading up on Psychostick this week, and they got some great reviews on the CD.
They're a big band, man. They are fucking.
They really are. They're all around. They're touring right now. They're doing like a holiday tour.
Why can't we be big like them?
They're in like
$6 at Best Buy. Look at that. Get it at Best Buy. Good for them, man.
Let's see. Let's listen to a couple of tracks here. Here's one called Holiday Hate, everybody. Psychostick. Holiday
wow,
Hate.
That's intense. They are they never a good stop. Fucking band.
They never stop with the hardcore shit. I love it, though. This one's Jingle Bell Metal. I've played this a couple times during the breaks in the last couple weeks.
Jingle Bell, Jingle Bell, Jingle Bell Metal.
That's awesome.
That is so cool.
Great, man.
They're a pro
Psychostick,
band, man.
They really are good. Here is Jolly Old Sadist. Here's another track from Psychostick's Christmas album, everybody. Just checking it out.
Santa didn't keep his promise, so he's getting his cookies and milk.
Tell me that's not good. The genius of Psychostick. I you know, the friends of the show and stuff like that. I'm not just kissing their ass. Is that they'll take it. See that song? That's like a funny song. But when you listen to it, it sounds like a real song, something you would play in your car,
right.
Something that you would rock out to like at any time of the day.
Right, right. Absolutely.
It's not like a Weird Al type of thing where you need to be in like the goofy, like wacky Z Morning Zoo moment to listen to it. You know, you can play a psycho. True. This is a Christmas album, and I'm like,
you
love
it any time of year.
I usually hate any Christmas album, other than like Frank Sinatra. They rock. They really do. This one's called Red Nose. Psychostick's Christmas album, everybody. Log on to psychostick.com and cop this motherfucker.
Freak, all right. Freak.
Like, this is a Christmas song, people. This is great. I love it.
just absolutely amazing.
It is so, like, if you didn't say it's a Christmas album, you wouldn't even know. Think it. It's just fucking intense rock. Dang, that's awesome.
I love Jolly Old Sadist. That's my favorite one. They have one called Happy Fucking New Year, too. I guess at the end of the album, they wanted to put in a New Year's song. So this is their Happy Fucking New Year song. Let's listen to this.
Good, right?
Let's listen to the breaking. Yeah, I like this. Follow your intentions out of sight and out of mind. You'll never follow through with promises of any kind. You're not gonna see it through. We know what you're gonna do.
Show
there, yeah. That is Psycho Stick's Christmas album. Thank you to Rob for sending this to me.
Hell yeah, man.
Psycho Stick, the flesh eating roll skate holiday joyride, is their Christmas CD. Log on to psychostick.com. You can buy it in stores, actually. It's in stores, Best Buy,
and it's on
like
iTunes. I heard iTunes. Scott's got it off iTunes.
So, yeah, go out and cop it, man. How about support the boys of Psycho Stick? They're really great guys, and they're great, talented dudes. I mean, Rockin' and I have seen them a couple times live, and they rock out.
Hell yeah, man.
They're really
fucking
good.
Put on a good damn show.
They good guys, too.
Yeah, good to hang out with.
Mike the Evil dated a porn star and he didn't even know it.
What a fucking life, man.
Mike the Evil, the bassist for Psycho Stick, dated this chick when he was younger. He got into the band, went touring, whatever, with Psycho Stick. Finds out, like, later, a couple of years, like a year down the line, like, he gets a call from somebody. He's like, you know that girl? Hey, Mike, remember that girl you dated? She's a porn star now. He's like, what? Great as that. I was like, yeah, man, that's a great story.
Hell yeah, man.
He's like, you should tell that to everybody.
Now, do you want to get back with her? Now that she's knowing the porn? Like, does that gain value?
I don't know. He did comment on that. I forget what he said, though.
Yeah.
I think it was more like a been there, done that type of deal.
That's how you know you're in rock and roll. Yeah, I dated a chick. She's in porn.
I'm not going to get too into it, but the guys, last time we saw him over the summer,
yeah,
some of the boys showed us their girlfriends of the moment.
Living large.
They are doing pretty well
rock
with
and
the
roll.
Females.
Rock and roll.
I saw a couple of those females' pictures, and I was like, you motherfuckers, I need to be in a rock band.
That's what rock and roll music does for you.
Radio does shit. Radio does shit for the dick.
Radio does shit.
It really does.
All right.
All right, let's, what are we at, the top of the hour? Top of the hour, time for break. Look at
Minko
that.
With the flash.
Minko with the flex. Lexus has got the, whatever. Let's just take a break. Come back. OneLunaticRadio.com show right after this. Father King, they don't like
it when I decide to make it. What up, Lunatic Radio? This is Arizona Steve, and I am Lunatic Radio. And Lunatic Radio rocks my girlfriend's box. Yeah. Well, he's a donor by the time I get to Arizona.
I am the saddest reindeer alive.
listening to a future Marconi Award winner.
Any chick that calls me bite-sized and wants to beat me up, I'm totally into.
Here McCann on the LunaticRadio.com show.
And now back to the show, LunaticRadio.com.
What up, everybody? LunaticRadio.com show. Kid Rock doing a show alone. No co-host this week. It's all right, though.
The duo. No third mic.
I haven't done a show like this in a long time. Yeah. Probably since I moved.
Yeah. We've always had someone in here.
Yeah.
It's always nice to have people. But,
you know. Yeah, it's nice to have people, but it's nice. You know, I was telling Rock in the break, I was like, this show is flying. I was like, what are we talking about?
Nothing. That's what we always do when it's just you and me. Yeah. Just nonsense.
Email us at the show, lunaticradio.com. Drunk call hotline, 206-202-LUNA. That's 206-202-5666, everybody. We do have a P.O. box. P.O. box, Lunatic Radio, P.O. box 481, Wedding River, New York.
11792?
11792, that's it. So send us your stuff if you want. I don't know.
Send us your stuff. Someone's send dirty us, laundry.
Send us shit, man.
A lamp.
No phone bills, please. Hold those phone bills. I ain't paying shit. By the way, there was a story this week in the news about a guy who incurred an $84,000 cell phone bill because he used his, I guess he had one of these smartphones that he can use as a modem. Rock, explain that to me. I don't know how you can do that. How do you do that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You hook up the phone to your lappy, and then your laptop uses the connection off your smartphone because your smartphone can get wireless and what have yous.
Mm-hmm.
And he probably was downloading a lot of shit, and that racks up the bill. So he thought he was just connecting his phone to get a wireless connection, but in actuality, he's connecting with the wireless, but he's also paying for the data transmission, any data that he puts onto his laptop. So if he downloads a fucking movie off the internet or something like that, that's all data, and that's all paid for. You got to pay for that shit.
Well, this guy was 22 years old. He has a lot of spare time as a tester of oil and gas wells in the Alberta countryside, I guess from in Canada. He had recently been spending a lot of it downloading high-resolution files and movies using his cell phone as a modem, unaware of his cell phone contract. The 10-month plan offers unlimited browsing, but not downloading files to a computer. About $84,000 of it, $84,059 for the month of November, and another $25,000 for the month of December have been charged. But mobily, his provider cut it to $3,000 as a goodwill gesture. So I guess he incurred $84,000. $59,000 of that $84,000 came in November. $25,000 of it came in December.
How do they determine, like, okay, I wonder what that conversation was like that they were able to get it down to the $3,000 mark, that they could take away, you know, $70,000 of
what
charges.
That says to me is that the power you're using on your phone when you make a call,
yeah,
you go over 1,500, it is not even, you know, blip of, like, energy that a company's using.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's right. Not even a this guy overcharged $84,000 on his phone. And you would think if you're like the electric company or something and you get an $84,000 phone bill, you it's can't like, call up the electric company and say, "Hey, I can't pay that." He's like, the electric company will come back and say, "Hey, you used all this energy."
Dude. Yeah, right, right.
You
exactly.
have to pay it.
Right.
We're not going to cover that. So this tells me that freaking cell phone companies
it's all nonsense charges.
Even when you spend $84,000.
Yeah, it's nonsense.
In energy with your cell, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't.
To them. Because they cut it to $3,000.
The data charges are nonsense. They're just complete nonsense. It's like the same way if you have your cable modem, it's the same sort of data transmission. But you're not charged per data bit, you know, when you're on your fucking home downloading smut.
So this kid's 22, got an $84,000 cell phone bill, got a cut back to $3,000. As a goodwill gesture from the cell phone company.
Oh, yeah, right. Like a
and his father is still fighting the charges.
Yeah, because it's still $3,000 that he probably shouldn't have to pay.
That kid is in the doghouse with the parents. I got to say
it's
that.
It's not really his fault.
Drunk bitten on penis by puppy while urinating through a hole in a fence.
It happens.
Hold on. What do you have that?
It's about time.
Hold on. Let's see if I can get this going. Drunk guy gets hammered, goes outside, finds a fence, puts his dick through fence. Turns out there was a puppy on the other side.
Hilarity ensues.
I guess the puppy is familiar with glory holes and takes a bite. Van Asna had been...
Ed Asner?
Viazna.
All right.
He's a French dude.
Faggot.
Had been drinking at a nearby wine stall and decided to reveal himself through a hole in a fence. A puppy on the other side saw the penis poking through the fence and decided to try and take a
dig in a fence.
He thought it was a chew toy.
Of course he did. Thought it was one of those hot...
I guess this is a quote from the guy. It's undoubtedly sore now, but luckily it should be still useful for him in the future. Oh, that's what a doctor said. That sucks, man. You know how many times I've been...
You suck your dick through a fence?
How many... Oh. Think of it. If you're a guy who drinks beer out there, listen to the program. How many times have you been drunk and at a friend's house or at some house party or at some bar or at some outdoor bar or whatever, and you've gone out in the back alley or in the woods to take a leak? And nothing has ever happened.
No, absolutely not. Fucking pull over to the side of a parkway or some shit and...
I guess don't stick it through a fence.
Yeah, why do you have to stick it through? Like, just piss on the fence.
Piss on the fence.
Why do you have to stick your hole? Like, look what I can do. I can stick my dick through this little slat in the fence.
I peed on cars that are not even mine.
I once knew a dude who took a shit on a Corvette.
I had a buddy who broke up with a chick, right? And he saw the girl he just broke up's car in the parking lot. He went on the hood and took a dump on the hood. He squatted on the hood and took a dump.
Why
on
not?
The hood.
That's revenge.
But this, I mean, I guess what I'm saying here is I'm not sticking my penis through anything.
No.
Unless I know what's on the other side.
Listen, he was drunk, so, you know, he was not really.
He was drunk, right.
Not aware of what the fuck was going on. But still, even in a drunken stupor, like.
Get him, man. You're drunk, you stick your penis through a fence, and all of a sudden you feel something biting at it. What goes through your mind at that point?
I'm trying to think, like.
Do you think it's a dog? Do you think you're losing your penis at that point?
That real, what happened really isn't that easy, you know?
Yeah.
Like, unless he was fucking pitching a tent, man, you know, he's probably, you know, flaccid.
He must be hung like a fucking bastard.
God damn. And the fucking dog just comes, jump, 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 jump.
Yeah.
Ugh. Gross. Weird. He loses. So his penis is okay, though?
I guess so, man.
Yeah.
He's doing all right.
Suck a dick.
What else is going on in the news this week? Madonna's being inducted to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Why?
That is the biggest Hall of Fame sham. It should be the Cock and Balls Hall of Fame if she's getting inducted to it. Come on. What is the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
With Madonna?
Does anybody give a fuck about it? I mean, I guess she should be in there because I actually thought she was in already.
Why would she be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? What does Madonna have to do with rock and roll?
But isn't the... Yeah, I thought the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame was supposed to be for rock and roll.
Yeah. That's how it works.
Is this rock and roll?
No, this is good fuck music, though.
This is like a porno audio track.
I like it. I like Madonna.
Like, it's not even the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. That's my gripe with the Hall of Fame. The Music Hall of Fame.
That's what
it should
is.
Be.
The Music Hall of Fame.
Because, like, the Motown's in there. Guys from Motown are in there.
Because rock and roll, I mean, the problem with music is it's everything's a subgenre or came from something else. It's just like a crazy tree.
So like, you know what I'm saying? There's no sports hall of fame out there. Well, there's basketball hall of fame, there's a baseball hall of fame, football hall of fame. Why can't there be a rock and roll hall of fame, a rap hall of fame, a fucking Motown Hall
of
Fame?
Yeah, you're right. No, you're right.
What
they just have a fucking rock and roll
R&B Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
So it's
I guess that's why it's not really a big deal when people are being abducted. I mean, they do have that thing on the VH1, right? Don't they?
Yeah. So that, yeah, but that's not the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. That's just...
That's not the thing they do at the...
That's Honors. VH1 Honors. That's VH1 Honors.
Is it?
Yeah.
I thought it was...
What, the one with like Tribe Called Quest you're talking about? That one, last one that happened?
Yeah.
That's just VH1 Honors.
No, not the rap thing. I remember watching YouTube perform. Isn't that the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? I think it is. I think it actually is.
There's also MTV Icon that you might be confusing.
No, I'm not. It's VH1. I don't know. Somebody help me out in the chat room with that. Whatever the VH1 does, they...
Oh, yeah, they do. They do.
Is that the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Yeah, I remember it. Fucking... what the fuck was that, Nate? That fucking punk band was there for some rock...
Pop star Madonna is set to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame for her contribution to the music industry. She will be joined by John Mellencamp. Now, there's John Mellencamp. He should be inducted to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
He can be, yes.
He's a rock and roll guy.
Yeah.
The Ventures?
Yeah, man. Surf rock, man. Come on.
Okay, don't know them. The Dick Clark Five?
Stop. What?
And Leonard Cohen.
The Leonard Cohen? No idea.
I don't know. Who's the Dick Clark Five?
The Shitty Beatles. It's not just a clever name.
The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Foundation said the 2008 inductees are trailblazers, all unique and influential in their genres.
Yeah.
See, it should be one genre. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, then have another building in like Harlem for the Rap Hall of Fame, or in Compton for the Rap Hall of Fame. Take the Country Hall of Fame, throw that in Tallahassee. Don't they have a Country Hall of Fame?
Wait, Madby's correcting. It's the Dave Clark Five, not the Dick Clark Five. That makes more sense. Actually, I've heard of the Dave Clark Five.
It's written Dick Clark Five here. I'm like fucking copy. I'm not fucking that up. Yeah, it's bullshit. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is just bullshit.
It's pointless. Let me see if I can find some. Let me find some Dave Clark.
But, like I said, I thought Madonna was in it already. Is that Michael Jackson in it?
He's from
the same time period,
yeah,
right?
I think so. You want to hear some Dave Clark 5?
You would think Madonna would be going before fucking Michael Touch a Kid Jackson.
Yeah, but it's a Dave Clark 5.
Who's Dave Clark 5?
That's the band that's getting inducted.
Go ahead. Tell them.
They're old. Come on, you know this.
I have no idea what this is. I've never heard it. You know this?
I've heard it, yeah.
What is this, the 40s? 50s?
60-something. 65.
Yes. I don't know.
You find some Ventures? I like the Ventures. Ventures are good stuff.
Play me some of the Ventures, because are these guys rock and roll?
Here, Wipeout, you'll know this song. They did this song. This band is good. Sounds familiar? Come on, Ventures.
Yeah, the riff does.
Oh, yeah, the band that made it was the Ventures.
Awesome. All right. Maybe they should be in there, I guess. Did they have any other hits?
Oh, my God. Yeah, hold on. They did Walk, Don't Run. This is a famous song. Oh, he'll play it. Here we go.
Waiting.
They are
waiting.
The number one instrumental group in the history of recorded music. They're
That's
from
true.
Our Northwest.
All their songs instrumentals.
Give them a big, warm welcome, ladies and gentlemen, The Ventures!
Sound familiar?
Yeah, it does. Alright. Oh, alright. This is them?
Yeah,
okay. Alright, they should be in there.
Fucking surf rock, man. These guys are awesome.
Right. Those last two you played should be in the fucking Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Not Madonna. She should be in the Pop Chart Hall of Fame. Or the MTV Hall of Fame. Or whatever, the Z100 Hall of Fame.
Z100?
I mean, it's pop
Kiss
music.
FM Hall of Fame.
Not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Certainly not.
Like sports did, they have a basketball hall of fame, baseball hall of fame, football hall of fame, etc. Golf hall of fame. They should separate them by genres. Now, somebody would probably argue, what about, like, all right, you know, what about alternative rock? Or
yeah, then it gets into even subgenres. That's what's the problem with, because
generalize the, you take the top whatever. You got rap, you got hip-hop, rock, country, and pop music.
Right.
And, I don't know, whatever else. You can. I can't think of anything else. Those are four major genres. Mm. Now include the subgenres. Like alternative would go to rock. Techno would go to pop.
Right.
I don't know, rap rock would go to rap. I don't know, what the fuck. You know what I mean?
No, I understand. It's just tough.
Gangsta rap would go to rap.
Because the problem is, like, I don't know if you're aware of it, like, rock music started, if you go back, it started with, like, jazz, you know? I mean, that's where like, a lot of genres started, jazz, you know? So it's, like, it's hard to... And what would you classify jazz? As, like, just jazz?
Jazz goes to the Motown shit. Jazz Hall of Fame. Fuck it. Jazz Hall of Fame. That should be a Jazz Hall of Fame. There's five. Five Hall of Fames. Split them up into genres, fucking the music industry. Which is such a sham anyway. Does anybody fucking listen to music anymore?
What are you talking about?
You have to go searching for music. You have to search for it. You actually have to go explore. You have to actually go hunt. Like you have a shotgun. You have to go hunt for fucking music nowadays.
You need to make the,
you certainly can't pay attention to MTV.
Right.
You certainly can't pay attention to anything that's mainstream on the radio.
There isn't even music on MTV anymore. You gotta go to VH1 for music.
Even the hardcore music that I love.
Yeah.
Like the, that is like emo. Have you heard the latest rock music out nowadays? Yeah. It's all whining fucking dudes.
That's what kids like.
We gotta get rid of teen angst. Can the teens be happy from now on? Can we just get that so we can get rid of that music? We had that when I was growing up, you know?
Yeah.
I really didn't like it, but I don't know. I still feel like the grunge era in the the early 90s was one of the better times for music.
Well, it completely changed the music scene. So that's why it was so big. I mean, if it popped up at a very bland, like if it popped up now, I don't know if it would be so revolutionary. I think because it completely changed the face of music from a rock standpoint. You know, it's funny though. Today's music, you talk about today's music, and I agree totally that like a lot of it's emo, but one band that stays strong and stays true to what it does and does not give any signs of Foo Fighters.
Right.
Their album after album is consistent and very melodic, but at the same time has a really good hard edge to it. So that's one band that stays out of that loop because they're so established, you know? But yeah, I agree, man. There's too much, because that's what's popular. This is like the new glam rock phase, man. What's going on now in rock music is like what hair metal was in the 80s. It's a phase.
I see that Good Charlotte still is fucking playing music.
They are?
They haven't committed suicide yet. Hoping. Praying. By the way, they should have an internet sensation hall of fame. And my new inductee is this one. You gotta see this video.
It's classic.
Go to like Break or Google and type in the tit song. That's all it is. So, just look at my tits.
I gotta find the lyrics for that song. Hold on.
look at my tits.
Oh.
Did you hear about the
no,
the glowing cats?
You know, I saw that in Newsday, the newspaper around here, and I just completely disregarded that story because I'm like, this is... What? What's the point of this?
I don't even have the story in front
glowing
of me.
Glowing pics? Glowing cats?
It was like a big-time story.
Why?
Apparently, like some dudes
with
in...
black light.
They cloned cats that glow in the dark.
Okay.
Why? I don't know.
What do you get out of that? What does that
prove?
What does that solve? Does it cure cancer?
I forget. I wish I had the story in front of me, but I don't know if that was their purpose. I just want to know, was it their purpose to make them glow in the dark when they cloned them? Or it was just like some freak thing that happened? Glowing cats, everybody.
Here
better, y'all. Glowing cats.
South Korea. South Korean scientists have cloned cats that glow red when exposed to ultraviolet rays. An achievement that could help develop cures for human genetic diseases, the Science and Technology Ministry said. Oh, okay, so I like this.
Now, what I want to know, Rock, are the glowing cats safe now? Do they have any diseases? Can they live full lives as glowing cats? That's what I want to know.
Well, they're lab cats, so I don't know how much of a life they're really leading.
I want a glowing cat. Can I get a glowing cat?
So how do they make it glow?
They turn the lights off and the thing glows.
That's it?
That's what I'm
saying. They're not like using like a black light on them or something like that?
It's not like a black light cat rolling around. Cat's happy fucked up. Cat jumps on your bed. You see all the semen.
No,
like, get
that.
Out of here, Fluffy.
No, I didn't mean it that it's black light. I meant like you need a black light to see it glow. That's what I meant.
Well, I guess you just turn off the lights.
Let's see. See if there's any more information on this story. Yeah, I was right. See, when they're put underneath ultraviolet light, they glow a dull red. And it's no accident. Scientists manipulated the donor cat's genetic code, then passed those changes on to the clones. Kong Il-kyun, professor at Yongchang University, it's meaningful as we introduce outside genes to transgenic clone cats for the first time. And as they have referenced fluorescent protein, RFP, for all those kids keeping track, genes in their organs, they give off a red color. Here's how they did it. Scientists took skin cells from the Turkish Angora female cat and used a virus to insert the genetic instructions for making red fluorescent protein. Then they put the gene-altered nuclei into eggs for cloning. Then they implanted the eggs back into the donor cat, which effectively became the surrogate mother. Now, these glow-in-the-dark cats shine a light on what may be possible, down the road. Scientists say if you could pass along coding for fluorescent markers through cloning, you could eventually pass along more complex genetic coding. Interesting. That means cats could help develop treatments for diseases for animals and for humans. Very interesting. So it does help. May help cure cancer. So I'm okay with it. You having fun?
I want one.
You want a glowing cat?
Absolutely.
So you need a special fluorescent light, though, to see it. Is that okay?
That's right. The whole fucking house will be fluorescence.
You just want glowing cats?
I want a fucking glowing cat.
So you can shoot it? This is the blood glow?
All right.
That's fucking crazy.
Glowing cats, man.
Glowing cats.
Now, can I just fucking make glowing balls? Because I always lose my dick.
Oh, you want some glowing balls?
This is the hacky joke of the day.
Brought to you by...
I believe the hacky joke of the day. We should do that segment. Hacky joke of the day.
You'd
I
win
think
it every
my,
week.
The hacky line of the day should be, I believe when I was mentioning Madonna getting inducted into the Hall of Fame, because she did have that period in her career where she was like the sexy chick, fucking dudes like crazy. Should have been the Cock and Ball Hall of Fame. That's what she
That
should
is the hacky joke of the day.
Hacky joke of the day. There you go.
Brought to you by Bulldog.net.
Oh, shut up, Rock.
Sorry. That was hacky in itself. It's a hack and a hack. Dual hack.
All right, one more break, people. Then we'll do the drunk calls and other stuff on the LunaticRadio.com show. Stick around.
You're listening to LunaticRadio.com.
Lunatic Radio, this is Josh Dogan calling to wish everybody a Merry Christmas, and it's yours. You're not going to get everything that you want. I don't care. If you're one of those guys and you're out there shopping for a gift for your girlfriend and you don't know what to get her and you've been dating for less than a year, relax. Don't get her anything special. All she's going to get you is one of those stupid Our First Christmas ornaments. I've gotten like three of those at least. They're useless. Anyway, Merry Christmas. LunaticRadio.com. Peace.
Christmas Eve will find me where the love light gleams.
It's LunaticRadio.com.
Are you looking
looking for HD quality, uncensored broadcasts from all genres of news, sports, music, entertainment, and more? Or are you a broadcaster looking for a program to help easily get your live and pre-programmed content out to a wide audience? If you are either an avid listener of internet-based programming or a broadcaster with little or even advanced knowledge, then You Broadcast is for you. You Broadcast has created two revolutionary products for both the listener and broadcaster. First, the You Broadcast Player. The You Broadcast Player for the listener immediately gives access to hundreds of live and pre-programmed shows with easy-to-use functions and interactive features. It also gives access to featured content and, coming soon, live concerts, adults-only programming, and premium content channels. And if that's not enough, the You Broadcast Station Manager. The You Broadcast Station Manager is an easy-to-use broadcasting tool that will quickly get your show up and running. Talk live about topics that are important to you that may not get coverage in mainstream media. Conduct interviews and other presentations, debate live callers, and play sound effects and commercials just like professional broadcasters. The best part to getting started is that it's all free. So go to youbroadcast.com and try it yourself. That's www.youbroadcast.com.
Yo, kids, what's up? It's the CEO here. Listen, if you're trying to make your podcast legit and awesome, you need this product, the Poo Poo Player. That's PUPUPlayer.com. Check it out. What it does, it takes your podcast, puts it in this jukebox setup, and you're able to do things like randomize it, add slideshows. It's awesome. It makes you cool. It makes your podcast legit. It's so legit, we use it. Go check it out on our website. Hit the Listen Now button. That's the Poo Poo Player. So go to PUPUPlayer, that's PUPUPlayer.com, and download it. Check it out for yourself and realize you too can be the Shaznak.
Hi, this is Nikki Reed, and you're listening to LunaticRadio.com. Kieran, I want you.
And now back to the LunaticRadio.com show. We suck.
What up, everybody? LunaticRadio.com show. Kier Rock in the studio. Emails at the show, LunaticRadio.com. Drunkle Hotline, 206-202-LUNA. It's 206-202-556. Chilling out, Nor'easter, something like that going down.
2007!
Match.com, get on it, man. Hold on. Let's go. Let's get some chicks.
Doppler 22,000 with the Nor'easter 2007. Everyone dies. Doppler 8,000.
Ugh.
Shut up with your stupid news.
And they got the
in HD, yeah, suck a dick.
They got the correspondents in every freaking town in the region going, it's Sally reporting from fucking Hempstead. It's snowing here.
Great.
Meanwhile, they got a guy named Tom in the next town over going, it's not snowing here. Who cares? Covering the snow. Traffic's going to be bad. Is it?
Is it?
Are the roads going to be sloppy?
How to do that?
How many times do we need to hear these fucking remarks from these correspondents when there's a storm? We know. Don't we know? Like, don't you think we'd get it the first 80 million times we've heard that when a storm comes and it's snowing that the roads will probably be bad?
As long as another station's talking about it, they have to talk about it. Because if they don't talk about the same thing in another station, then it feels like they're missing out on the information.
This is what they got to do. When the storm comes and it snows like a foot.
Okay.
If for some miraculous reason the snow doesn't hit the roads, then send somebody on location and report that.
Right.
Because I'd love to know that. Why didn't the snow hit the road, but it hit everywhere else? That's a story.
Well, it kind of...
The story isn't that it's snowing. We know.
Wait,
the weather guy tells us.
That actually does happen, though, where the snow doesn't hit the roads sometimes. If it's too warm, the road...
Are you honestly saying...
If it just sticks to the grass...
Did you honestly just...
I'm just saying...
It hits the road.
It hits the road,
rock
but it melts.
Rock, let me ask you a question.
But it's melted.
Let me ask you a question.
Melting, cause it's
is the earth flat?
No.
Okay.
What? Just wanted to make sure.
I'm just explaining to you that I
just
understand.
Had a comment like that fat chick on The View.
No. I'm just explaining that. Yes, you. I understand where you were going with it, but to be right. technically correct, you were wrong. What?
No. What? What did you just say?
Now I'm cross-eyed.
What did you say? How am I technically wrong?
Because you said if snow had not hit the...
I was giving a hypothetical.
Right. But that hypothetical actually does happen, where if it's, like, too warm the ground, but
no,
it's...
No, it hits the snow when it snows. It hits the road.
But it melts.
It just doesn't accumulate.
Right.
Right.
Oh, that, so you're saying it would just somehow avoid the road?
But it hits the road. So technically, I'm right.
But it... How would that ever
happen?
I'm
right.
Why would avoiding...
What are you talking about? Where's your brain?
It's up here.
Stop watching porno.
Can't help it.
It's sucking your fucking brain dry.
Clearly.
All thoughts. You're like Kelly Bundy. You see a tit, you lose a thought.
Kelly Bundy. No peg.
I wanted to show Rock...
Bud!
Rock, I wanted to show you... I wanted to show you the tit girl video.
Yes, please do.
I gotta find it though. Hold on.
I need a tit girl. I need a tit girl.
You gotta see it because it's a great video. It's the latest internet sensation. Where is she?
Can't find her.
Where's the look at my tits girl?
Where is she? Why can't you just type in tit girl?
Hey, why don't I just do
hello? Tit girl.
Tit song. Let's see tit if I can song. Find it. Oh, they might have deleted it off of Break.
Break! You mean, I want to see the video. I can see the video.
Oh, yeah.
I could do it over here, but you won't be able to see it.
All right. Whatever.
Do you need to see it?
Nah, it doesn't matter.
You want to hear the audio, right?
Yeah.
Tit girl. Let's see if this comes up for YouTube.
She's a hot smoking piece of ass.
No, this is not the way to do it. This is everything else. Tit girl video. Even here we go. Bikini girl tits popping out. No, that's not it.
You're going to see a million of them.
I know. I'll be able to figure it out.
We'll try to find it as we do the drunk calls. Drunk call hotline, 206-202-LUNA. That's 206-202-506. This is when our listeners go out during the week, get hammered, and instead of calling their boyfriends, girlfriends, moms and dads, husbands or wives or widows.
They call us.
Or calling widows? You don't call widows, do you?
No.
That means
technically, you're not correct.
If you call your widow, I don't know, psychics... shrinks. They call us and they tell us this shit. All right? They get hammered. Sometimes they tell us problems. Sometimes they just cackle. Here's
cack.
The first one this week's El Chupacabra. Here we go.
I'm going to take radio. Steve from CO here.
Steve from CO.
Gotta say,
close.
I'm last call with Carson Daly right now. Soldier Boy's on. And there's literally just six dudes on stage doing the dance and he's not even singing. He doesn't even have a microphone to his mouth. He's just fucking doing a dance. Here it is. Five dudes on stage doing the fucking dance. And then they show like 30 girls.
He has another song out. I saw it on...
Why?
I saw it on like MTV2 or something. Ugh. There's another fucking song with this idiot on it.
What a fucking...
And that one looks like it's written in shorthand because there's no lyrics. It's just
shorthand.
Show. And he has another... Like that's like his...
That's lyrics.
Is that his trademark?
Well, look at... what's his face? Little John.
Fuck yourself, shoulder boy.
Yeah!
I know you're 17, but fucking have some fucking... Jesus.
Fucking
by 17, you should have evolved. At least gone through puberty, learned to speak.
Now I'm thinking about Little John. Fucked that up. Little John, is it? Fucking
he's
yeah
a
guy?
Dope too.
He's the one that started this nonsense where you could say nothing and get paid a lot of money.
The one who started
it
was that fucking guy from the Cash Money Millionaires a couple years ago.
Joey Millionaire.
Joey Millionaire, who did the he did like a they're all known for different.
Who
like,
the fuck was that? Who
just
Who the fuck was that?
That was Master P. But there was another guy.
DMX.
No, there was another guy who would like rap. He would go like, "I went to my car, huh?" He would every line would have at the end of it. I drove my car down the street, juvenile. That's it.
Should I go to YouTube?
The first juvenile song he had. I don't know what it is.
Maybe what's that song? Maybe he knows it.
What's the first? What was his first single? If he knows the title of that, give it to us. We got to play that. It's fucking horrible.
Keystone, Arizona. What is up, fucking LR? Repping it in fucking T fucking UCSON Tucson AZ. Fucking Chupacabras checking in. Fucking at. What time is it right now?
I don't even know.
What time is it?
I don't know.
Let me check. Alright. She's gonna check what time it is because we're fucking drunk.
Great, because that's fucking really important. I want to know what time you're calling.
Here's Way I Be Lean. I'm gonna play Way I Be Lean. Let's see what this is, what this goodness is about. Hold on, I got it.
Is this Juvenile?
Yeah. Way I Be Leaning.
Let's see if he does the hymn.
We the only ones that work in the middle of the drought. Them the round the corner come and see what we about.
Of course, Lil Jon's in this video.
Yes, I'm clubbing. I ain't tripping on your look. Here, I'm buzzing. You and all them, I'm not loving. Forget what you getting if I ain't got nothing. You
getting all this?
Not at all. We gotta find the first. You gotta find the
what
first single. Ask me if somebody can help us out. What was Juvenile's first hit single?
Juvenile Ha. Let me see if I can find Ha. Is this what's called? It's called Ha?
Called Ha?
That would be awesome if it is.
It was a popular one.
There it
one.
Is. It's called Hot. Let's see what this is. If this is it.
This might be it.
Let's see.
Yeah, this is it. This is it. This is great. Listen to this, people.
Hey, you with that big body bin, you that can't keep old lady because you keep having a friend. You got to go to Coda. You got service approved for child support. That was that nerve. You ain't even get a chance to say a word.
Can you turn it off?
Don't your brother got the words. You ready to bust your somebody head. You ain't scared, huh? You know how to play it, huh? I know you ain't gonna let somebody.
What is he saying?
Alright, cut it. Alright, you get my point, right?
Yeah. I didn't understand one word.
I drove down the road, huh?
Got my thing.
Wait, hold on. What the fuck is that?
You know how to use a triple beam,
huh?
It ain't hard to
deceive,
huh? You keep your body clean, huh? You got a lot of your 14s, huh?
Gotta get the lyrics. Hold on.
Or get the lyrics.
Hold on.
You kept your body clean, huh?
Huh?
He said something after that. It sounded kind of interesting.
It caught your attention.
Here's Jason, everybody.
Hey, what's up, man? This is Jason calling out of New Jersey. My first time calling. I've been listening for a long time. I'm actually not drunk right now. I'm pretty high, though, off of some Vicodins. My girlfriend's motherfucking pit bull hit my goddamn ring finger off.
Yikes!
Good times!
Fucking lie, man. I sent pictures or whatever, bro. I went to go pet the thing and the motherfucker just chomp.
Oh, wait. I got this.
What happened? Oh, wow, look at you.
That was Jason.
Just swallowed it or whatever, bro. We couldn't find it, so I got no motherfucking ring finger on my left hand.
Wow.
But that's not the reason I'm calling.
Dude!
I actually had a couple questions for you guys.
All right.
Maybe you can answer them.
Okay.
Hold on. The fucking guy just got his... That's a mate. If that happened to me, like, in a week, I'm not calling people.
Yeah. The last thing I'm doing is like, let me call a drunk call hotline.
Like, nothing else is important to me. If I lose a finger, like, on a Wednesday, on Saturday, I'm not going, hey, I'm going to call this radio show and ask
you
some
questions. Maybe you need to vent to someone. And we're like an anonymous venting tool for some people.
Number one is, how come every time you guys start the show, Karen, you always say it's bomb me out? The fuck, bro. It's not always bombing. Sometimes it's windy.
I think what we mean is that we're bombing already at the top of the show.
Hack, that's the hack.
Hey,
line.
Hey, it's the lunaticradio.com show. We're bombing.
Because it's funny. Because first of all, internet radio weather makes no sense.
Right, that's the deal. No. That is the whole thing.
It's pointless.
It's pointless,
so that's
to
what
give
we do
the
it.
Weather on the internet radio.
And bombing's a funny word.
Bomby, yeah. Bomby's good.
Bomby kind of works with us. Bomby.
Change it the fuck up.
Wow.
Number two is, you know, you guys are talking about the whole internet radio thing and where it's going and if anything can happen. First off, let me say I'm not trying to offend anybody. You guys are still definitely my favorite internet radio show, but I just want to know what you guys think of, like, what the Doghouse is doing with JB and Elvis. They got, like, a little internet radio thing going where they do a show every day or whatever. And I know they're provoking some interest up there, you know, in the higher echelon of the radio. So, I don't know, man. It might be a good look, maybe, if you guys could hook up with them. You know what I mean? I know they're about to do this 24-hour station or something, so maybe you guys could hook up with them, swing something off. Like I said, I'm not trying to offend anybody.
No,
you guys are still my favorite. But I don't know. I just think it'd be a good look, man.
I didn't realize JV and Elvis do that.
People don't know who JV and Elvis are. They were on the K-Rock station in New York, and they were popular out west, right, beforehand?
Yes.
They got fired for doing some thing. I don't know what they did. But I guess they got an internet thing going on.
I guess so. I didn't even know.
Well, the reason why they're getting noticed is that they were names. We're nobodies.
Yeah.
Like, they played in the number one market in America for about a year.
Right.
They did pretty well, and they were huge on the West Coast before coming to New York. So they're names. I mean, if they take their show from that and go onto the internet, yeah, they're going to cause some little ruckus. They do a show on the internet, they still have their fans. They still probably thousands, you know? So they're going to get some buzz. Yeah. And they probably could get something going with the internet radio station. I'd like to hook up with them. I don't know what the hell they're doing.
Let's pick a fight with them.
I've actually never even heard their show. I don't even know what they look like.
I listened to a couple times when they were on K-Rock. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, so you want to hear the lyrics?
Yeah, go ahead. This is Juvenile's Ha song.
So should I play it back a little bit and then just to get the full feel?
Right,
I wonder if that'll help.
Go ahead.
All right, hold on.
I'm missing my hair, huh?
All right, so here comes the song.
I live in New Orleans, huh?
All right, so here we go.
The beat's even bad.
That's you with that big body then. That's you that can't keep old lady because she keep down in the friend.
Okay, you ready?
Okay, what
ready
is that?
Ready for that was?
Let me guess. Oh. Can you play it one more time quickly?
Yeah,
all right. Uh-huh. I'll try to guess. This is what we'll do. This is the bit, Rock. Here we go.
Okay. You gotta do the whole. You gotta get the whole phrase, unfortunately.
That's you with that big body then. That's you that can't keep old lady because you keep down in the friend.
Okay.
You gotta go to court.
Oh, stop.
That be you by the bins, You trying to keep cold, Because it's cold outside.
That's you with the badass bins, huh?
Oh, I got the first line.
That's you that can't keep your old lady because you keep fucking her friends, huh? Wow. Damn, that's intense.
So he rhymed ha and ha?
Yes. Here we go. Let's get some more.
You got service to prove it for child support, huh? That was that nerve, huh? You ain't even get a chance to say a word, huh? I know I ain't tripping. Don't you better got them birds, huh?
All right, what was the last line? All right, this is how I heard the last line. The better got the bun, huh?
You ready to bust one of them niggas' head, huh?
That was the last line?
Yeah.
I heard, the better got the ball, huh?
Dun-dun.
Honestly. And I'm not fucking... I'm being honest. You people heard it. People listening heard it. I heard, the gotta but the ball, huh?
All right, hold on a second.
You ready to bust somebody's head, huh? You ain't scared, huh? You're not a player, huh?
I
know you ain't...
You're not playing, huh?
Coming punk you, huh? That is punch you, huh?
Stunt and front, you ha. That was that very last little line. Stunt and front, you ha.
I'm a fucking idiot.
What does that mean?
I'm a fucking idiot.
What the? Stunt and front. Can someone explain to me what stunt and front is?
I don't know.
You're white, Karen. You won't know.
All right, play some more.
Afraid of run, you know, got that body green. You know how to use a triple beam, huh?
Okay.
All right. I know you got some green, huh? You trying to do the triple beam, huh?
Yeah, you got the... You know who got the fire green, huh? You know how to use a triple beam, huh? What the hell are... What's a fire green and a triple beam?
The thing is that we got the line, right?
Yeah.
But now we have no idea what it means. It's one thing guessing what he's saying. It's another thing trying to figure out what he means. I play some more rock. This is fun. Say, play along at home with us.
You keep your body clean, huh? You got a lot of Jabot jeans, huh?
Okay, what was that?
You keep your body clean, huh? You got some nice rolling D's, huh?
You keep your body clean, huh? You got that. You got a lot of Gerbaud jeans, huh? What the hell are Gerbaud? I guess it's a brand? What the fuck is
that? Hold on, where's the line? Gerbaud jeans?
Yeah.
Gerbaud jeans. I don't know what the fuck that is. Does he mean girl?
I have no idea. Here we go.
Your body's doing you now. You don't really want to mess with them clowns now. You come up with them clowns now. You stuck with them clowns now.
Oh, wait a minute. This is the clean version. The word clowns is what they use in the video with the word, you know what, you know, with the AZ at the end and the end in the front.
Right.
Oh my God. All right, so we're going to skip those because that's not... Okay, here comes the chorus.
All right, here's the chorus. Go ahead.
What's that?
You got your big jeans, you got your block on fire.
You a paper chaser.
What?
You got your... You a paper chaser. You got your block on fire. You got the second half. Yeah, not that bad. What the hell's a paper chaser? What is a paper...
You a paper chaser? Oh, but probably you're a gold digger. That's what he means by that.
Two things. Mabby says Gerbo. That's the proper pronunciation for the jeans. And DJ, Shannon Sharp might make a good rapper if this stuff sells so well.
I don't know, Big T.
That's with your man as hell, my man's hell. Uh-huh. That's what you can't keep an old lady, huh? Because you keep on fucking your friends, huh? You got to keep on going, huh?
I want to hear fucking Shannon Sharp.
Oh, Gerbo,
rap.
Whatever. The point is, are they jeans? What the hell are Gerbo?
Shannon Sharp, a.k.a. Novocaine Lips.
Let's see what else we got here. Hold on. Hey, here we go.
You can handle your biz, you be crying into something.
Yeah, and suffering. I cut it off a little bit short. Okay, hold on. Let me come so high. Okay, let's see.
Unbelievable.
Let's see what this is. Oh, he repeats the chorus. Because he couldn't think of anything else to say in the chorus. Here we go. Trying. Oh, here we go.
You
can't do nothing but
love, Frenchie. All right. You can't do nothing but love Frenchie.
Close. Love fresh, ha. Huh? Because there ain't no love like a fresh love.
Right. A love fresh, ha. Huh?
Right.
That's what I meant.
Here we go.
You don't know what I'm going to do next, but you got the... I have no fucking clue.
Yeah, you want to know what we're going to do next, ha. Huh? You bought my tape with a check, ha. Huh? What is this about? I was going to say singing, but that's
like,
just wrong.
Like I said, it's one thing to get the line right, like guessing what he's saying, the actual words. It's another thing to figure out what he means.
Yeah. All right, here we go.
Go ahead. You're trying to protect your chest, huh? It's like hieroglyphics, this fucking song. It ain't sure that's
for your friends, huh? Okay, what was that? Just that last line.
Oh, man, I almost said something really racial.
Come on, just self-censor. Come on.
All right, this is what I heard, Rock. Okay. Use your hammer. Come on, friends. That's what I heard.
That ain't your friends for your... Wait, that ain't yours. That's your friends, ha. All right, we can't do the next line because he changes clown, so... You won't stop these heads from playing with your hand. Okay. You won't run the block, huh?
You won't be the last one to rock. Hold on. You're going to be the last one to price, huh? You took the gun back nice, huh?
You keep your gun cocked, huh? You want to be the only... Well, yeah, because, see, that's changing the words,
so... This guy sucks. You count the money at the end of the night, huh? Wait. You
on a three-day play, huh? You pulling that diesel, huh? What was that?
You're the one getting player, huh? You want to be Vin Diesel?
You on a three-day flight, huh? You full of that diesel, huh? What the hell's full of diesel? Like gasoline,
you're on that 3-day flight, huh?
Oh, is that like heroin? What they call it?
Are you talking about drug trafficking?
I think. What's a 3-day flight? Right. You could do wine flights, like different.
I don't think they're talking about fucking going wine tasting.
Oh, you never know. Oh boy.
All right, fuck.
Yeah, we get the point. Is awful, though.
Here's a. Love Pony, Drunkle Hotline.
Love Pony. I'm barefoot in the snow. It's fucking cold out. I'm fucking drunk. So I'm calling you guys. Lunatic Radio.com. You guys, just a word of advice. Another activity that is not meant for flip-flops is snow shoveling.
Clearly.
And snowshoeing.
Clearly.
Okay, I have to go throw up. How about go fuck yourself?
Any other lines? Was it Rich Mahogany? Oh,
fucking idiot.
Snow shoveling in your flip-flops. Who the fuck would do that?
Hey, he brings up a good point, though, with his little jingle there. Do we get anywhere with the Richard Patrick jingle? Lunatic.
I tried. I couldn't. I didn't know what to do with it. It's got to be made into like a techno beat.
Oh, I should play around with it.
I'll give it to you. I have it. Scully.
Yes, it's Colby from Broken Scully. Arrow, Oklahoma, and I am in line getting gas right now because there's a big fucking power outage from this winter wonderland storm that we've got going on here, and everybody's freaking out, and it just started raining. You know, I think that's pretty funny because I got gas before everybody freaked out and sucked everything dry, and I also got brand new tires, so.
You got gas, huh?
Just going to say that this winter storm is lunatic.
Go to the greenbacks and get some gas, huh?
What the fuck?
He's going to drive your car real fast, huh?
You got some power outages, huh?
Got that snow shit, huh?
You can't see your bitches, huh? Because it's dark, huh? Like me, huh? I'm dark, huh? Sorry.
Yeah, I don't know.
Wow.
Yeah.
So where is he from, this dude that is like all the big power?
He's in Oklahoma.
He's one of those Oklahoma fellas.
Now we're getting his nor'easter right
Way
now.
To go. Thanks, Dick.
We're getting what he had.
Thank you.
They got all ice down there, man. The whole place was one big ice.
Yeah, the whole place.
The whole fucking...
the whole joint?
The whole stain on it.
The whole joint.
Fuck you.
Thank you.
Big radio.
Dead. Fuck you, Saint. Fuck you, Rocket. Come on. Come on. Hey, fuck you, Rocket.
Whoa. Picking
fucking
fights.
Fucking bitch. Sharky's in Staten Island, Saint. Fuck you.
You Staten
Island. Whoa. Bite the bologna, old bitch. Especially the ones with the Android. Naked Jedi.
Wow.
Here he is again.
Yo, fucking John from Naked Jedi says, go fuck yourself, you fucking dick. Rocket and Kieran, you suck ass, you prick motherfuckers. Listen.
Listen.
Green Shimmer Awards. God. Fucking suck. Dude, I got a guy in front of me. He's going to say you're a jerk off.
Thanks.
You're a fucking jerk off.
Nice echo lead in, John. Holy Christ.
Hold on, this guy's going to say something that I just said. Watch.
Hold on, my wife's going to tell you that she really loves you and she wants to blow you.
I really love you and I want to blow you.
How about them apples?
Oh, he's fucking bashful. Listen, Rocket, stop fucking carrying the ass, you prick bastard motherfucker.
He pays me well.
Listen, when he hears something really important...
Great.
Yeah, hang up.
Oh, look at him. Look at him being all radio funny guy. Ha ha, Raffle.
That's the most interesting part of that phone call.
Oh, hey, we like John. Mm. We just got he's funny.
No, here's what from Florida, I believe.
Gio, what it is, lunaticradio.com. It's your nigga, what boy. Heard my little drunk call last week, man. That shit was hot. Y'all boys is off the chain.
Maybe this guy can explain to us.
Off the chain? He's black.
Yeah, it happens, right?
To all them fuck racist boys that be calling in that the lunaticradio.com show is going biracial. First, we took golf from you. We're working on hockey. Then had football. And track is just a lot, bro, because there ain't never been no fat white dudes in track. But now we're taking over your radio.
That's a good point.
Bro, I'm getting all my homeboys to call in, man. Love the show last week. Keep up the good work. Chill.
What is that?
I guess that's a new thing for the brothers listening to
the brothers. Yeah. Who is that?
I think we should change it up. We need to hit that demographic, Rock.
Absolutely. Who was that?
That was what? I think his name's What.
What? Yeah, we got to hit the black demo. Listen, we're all about black people. Yeah. I will fuck black women. Okay, thanks.
Man, now I was telling you a couple weeks ago, I just totally wanted an African American.
That would be awesome. Asian? Like, any
it
other?
Kill
like,
me. Remember Mecca we met in California?
You would see. I don't know. She's too black for me. I'm sorry,
dude. She's fucking.
That's
great,
like
gorgeous.
That's like too much black. Like I feel
her
like
body, her body. It's not like a. Oh my god! You can't find a better body than she had. Like, she looked like a superhero.
Like, she's so black, like, I'd be afraid, like, after we have sex, like, there'd be black on me. Because, like, it, like, wore...
Man,
like,
that's not racist. Holy shit, Rock. Like, that's like saying, I don't want to bang Rock because I don't want to turn into a pizza.
That's true.
You're Italian.
Actually, that was kind of a corny analogy, but whatever.
It works, fucko. You know where I'm going.
No, that's like too black.
That's a good liner, though. I don't want to bang Rock because I'm afraid I'm going to turn into a pizza. Come on, tell me that's not stupid funny.
Oh, and by the way, Amanda Hart in the underground chat room says that guy was a retard referring to John. Yeah, we have him on the show, so enough said. That's one of our third mics.
This is Sharky's in Staten Island. What is the bar calling us?
That's one of our third mics. Aren't we cool?
Yeah.
I love John. Although he didn't tell me about the fucking gig. I was trying to play his Christmas show, and he told me too late. I wanted to play that gig.
Sharky's is standing. Yo, Sharky's. I just want to say one thing. Rockin', you're a faggot.
That's all I need to say.
Stop fucking curing in the ass.
Hey, Joey, tell Rockin' he's a faggot. Rockin's a faggot. Wait, there you go, Joey.
My buddy Joey wants to tell you that he wants to suck your dick. I want to suck your dick. Great, Joey.
I want a... All right, now Mr. DJ is asking what kind of black. I want a light black. I like a mochaccino, like a Beyonce black is where I want to go. That's where I want to go. Mochaccino. That was a hot.
I don't know where you get a mochaccino chick. Fucking Starbucks?
Yes, that's what they call themselves because it's like hip and trendy.
I'm not fucking calling my chick mochaccino.
Without the foam. Nice DJ with the follow-up joke. No foam. I don't want my chick having foam.
That was actually pretty good.
Mochaccino. What? Isn't that what they call them?
Yeah, mochaccino.
Come on.
Beyonce. Yeah, you know what we're going to do? I think we're going to take what up on this thing.
Mochaccino barista. If I were to have a black chick, I want it to be a mochaccino barista. That's what I want.
I think that's what we're going to do.
What are we doing? We're going to go bang black chicks on the show live?
No, shut up.
It's called Mecca.
Dude. Oh, God. Love Mecca.
You love their cans, man.
I got to show
you. You need fucking MapQuest to navigate those shits.
She's great. I had a little communication. Actually, we were supposed to do the live gig at Comics today, and we're going to take film from that and send it to Mecca.
Great. And now she probably thinks we're complete hacks now because what excuse are you going to come up with? It was postponed. LOL.
I don't know. I don't see Mecca on Dancing with the Stars. I don't know what she's doing these days. Meaning that she's... I don't know what she does. She's in the arts.
She's probably doing more than we are.
Whatever. I'm sure she's getting fucking laid better than we are.
God damn.
She's hot.
I didn't mean that to be that racial. She's a little bit too dark for me. I need to draw a line.
Rock, just shut up.
What I'm just saying.
Stop talking about it.
I'm just saying.
I need to draw a line? What are you saying?
She's a little too dark for my liking.
I don't, this, all right,
like, with an Asian
hold on,
chick? Wait a minute.
I'm
like,
just, shut up.
I don't want an Asian to have two F's.
I am just going to read back what the fuck you just said. I didn't mean to be racial, but she's just too dark. I mean, there's like a line you got to draw. That's exactly what you just said. How is that fucking racial?
Turn my mic on. I'm just saying.
Italian. What are you? Yeah, you're listening. You're hanging out with Patrick too much.
No, that's not it. Wait a minute. What about, like, okay, what color? Is there like a hair color you don't like on a chick? Like, do you
Dude,
like
hair color is different?
How
we're talking
is it
about,
different?
We're talking about, no.
It's a color. Your hair racial. Your hair racial.
Oh, bullshit. Don't try to spin it,
Your
Bill O'Reilly.
Your hair racial. You
By the way,
do
the tagline for Bill O'Reilly's show, just not to get off topic, should be the spin starts here. It's not the spin stops here because that guy spins everything, that big fucking chicken chin.
Seriously, is there like would you bang a redhead?
Hmm?
Would you bang a redhead?
If she was hot, yeah.
Is there like a hair color? You know, like,
what about
like,
the vagina? I'm not banging the hair, dude.
But I'm just saying, because it could relate. Let's say hypothetically you didn't like redheads, but let's say on Match.com you completely got interested in a chick,
Rock,
and then she shows a picture she's a redhead. You would say, like, you
Rock,
know what?
Rock, you know, yeah, looks is one thing.
Right,
but,
looks.
But then the color of skin doesn't matter.
That's part of the look.
Yeah, but if she's nice-looking African-American, I'm going to do it, man. You said just a couple minutes ago, if she's too black, I can't do it.
Right.
How is that not racial?
It goes for anything else. Like, what if she had too long of fingers, you know, and you saw them?
Dude, it has nothing to do with the race.
What is race? We're talking about skin color. It's a physical...
Yeah, but don't you understand that if you call somebody too black, it's a little racial?
To their face.
It is. I'm not mad at you.
No, I know you're not, but I'm looking at it as
someone call out Sharpton.
I'm calling it a physical
This could
component.
Be an hour of Larry King if you were actually real. If you were famous, if you were like a, I don't know, somebody famous, and you said, you were on the radio, right?
Right.
Say you had the listeners of Howard Stern in the mid-90s, and you came on the radio, right?
Mm.
And you said, I'm talking terrestrial radio, not satellite.
Okay.
And you came on the radio and said, I can't bang a girl that's too black. I mean, there's a line I have to draw. If the girl's too black, I can't bang her.
How come you can't get away with saying too black, but you can get away with saying too tall?
Actually, you know who got away with it?
That's a great one. Wait a minute. See, you won't bang a really tall chick.
You know who got away with it?
Who?
Wolf Blitzer.
That's right.
CNN.
That's right.
When he was commenting on the people
funny.
In Katrina.
He completely got away.
These people are
what is that
so
about?
Black and so poor.
But don't change this up. Wait a minute. What if you're on Match.com, okay, and you start talking with a chick, right, and you can't really tell by a picture her real height, and you really get into her, and you meet her, and she's 6'2". Don't tell me you're going to be like, you know what, it was nice meeting you, but I got to go. It's the same fucking thing. It's a physical component. I'm not looking at it from a racial perspective. It's a physical component. It's too dark for me. Same with the other end. Maybe if the chick's like too fucking pale, I want to be like, I wouldn't date a fucking albino. It's the same thing. See, he's ignoring me because he knows I'm right.
I'm looking for the Wolf Blitzer clip if I can find it. I can't find it.
I'm not trying to make this sound racial. I don't know. I think I have a valid point. It's like I wouldn't date an albino and I wouldn't date a really black chick. It's not a racial thing. Let me finish. She could be some Italian chick who's just like really, really dark. And I, you know, like, yeah, no, it's a little too dark. Nothing to do with African-American descent, race, whatever. Too dark.
Right. But I'm just saying it that way.
The way I said. Right. Okay.
Your meaning's probably not racial. No, your meaning isn't racial.
Rocket equals Tony Light. Yeah, Tony and Patrick are awful with that stuff. Damn. Because I didn't mean it that way whatsoever.
I can't find it. But, you know, Wolf Blitzer said it's a famous clip. All right, everybody.
Well, this was fun.
Yeah, it was quick. Man, the show seemed to fly by.
Remember when we were at comics? Oh, wait, we weren't.
Right.
Thank you to all the listeners for showing up.
Thanks, everybody, for showing up. Next week is our Christmas show. Big
Yay.
Christmas show, then we go on vacation. So we're going to do like a little Christmas show and probably you do a little reflective thing on 2007. We'll have some fun, too. Do the wacky stuff.
Karen's going to cry.
We're not going to cry. It's going to be a fun show. Christmas show is always fun. Do a little longer show next week, too. We'll actually prepare.
Well, I thought we did pretty well today, sir.
Oh, yeah.
Considering we had nothing prepared, but we never do.
Log on to PsychoStick.com and cop this, cop everything they make.
Yeah, PsychoStick.com. Yeah,
support the boys, man. They're good, too. And if they're coming to a town near you, you can log on to PsychoStick.com and find out where they're playing, because they're playing everywhere, it seems like. And go see them if you get a chance, because they're really good in concert. Good live, whatever. All right, people. Thanks for listening. People in the chat room, thank you.
Thank you.
As always.
Thank you.
Coach Rich Rodriguez.
Go fuck yourself, huh?
Go fuck yourself. State of Michigan can just I hope it gets clobbered by like a blizzard for a month straight. You just rip apart the athletic department at West Virginia University. Stealing our basketball coach, now stealing our freaking football coach. It's like the Big East. The Big East. One more point I'm going to make about it. The Big East gets clobbered for being a shitty conference, yet three of the teams were stolen from the league. And two great coaches stolen from the league. It's like a breeding ground for other conferences to steal from. All the talent comes from the Big East. But it seems like to me, man, shady business going on. Fuck yourself, Big Ten, SEC, the WAC,
go white,
Pac-10,
assholes. Fuck you, Rich Rodriguez.
Bye, people.
Yeah, bye.